Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to BTW, and we're going to drop some PvP knowledge on all you suckers.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. My name is Chris, aka AstroZombie954.
My name is Jacob, aka Dino.
My name is Brad, aka WildcatDad17.
And today is Monday, May 16th. Good episode today. It's going to be a good one, right?
Definitely going to be a very, very long one, isn't
it? I mean, what episode is this? Dino, what episode is this?
I think it's 69, right?
I did not expect that. Matthew,
even if you didn't have the soundbite, I was going to do it.
I had a feeling one of you guys were going to do it, but I didn't
expect that. Matthew sent it to me, and he goes, please do this whenever someone says it. So
we just got to drop 69s constantly then, right? We're gonna give Lord Epa a run for their money this week.
I know.
Let's go.
Yeah. So yeah, we've got a pretty decent show. We're gonna, you know, recap what happened over the weekend. It was a lot of fun. Go over the Firefly Cup and Thrones Cup a little bit, and let's see what's going on in raids. The Water Festival, how that's going. The GoFest Japan stuff went on sale, so we'll go over that stuff because we do have some listeners in Japan, actually. And then we'll talk about Practice Battle League, and then we have a new Factor Crap, too. And then your questions.
Sounds like a good episode here.
It sounds good.
I want to know, how was your week, Astro?
Oh,
how was your Saturday?
Oh, yeah, you get to go first this time.
let's see. How was my Saturday?
Well, let's start. Did you have a spicy chip on Saturday?
I didn't.
Oh, what? So I didn't. You.
But now I kind of wish I did.
Wimped out?
Well, see, that's what happens for backing out.
I wish I did, because I probably would have been able to deal with the hot more than I was going to be able to, then. I mean, that was at one point, like, that last, so for those of you who didn't watch the stream, you could go on our Twitch and watch the stream from Saturday, but Saturday was the chip challenge for Matthew, and I was supposed to do it as well, but there were some reasons that I didn't, but I didn't want to, like, leave Matthew, like, hanging by himself. So my wife so graciously went out to the store and bought these things called Bean Boozled. And if you don't know what they are, they're jelly beans. And it's like a jelly bean game where each like a jelly bean will have the exact same color, so there'll be two blue jelly beans. One will taste like toothpaste, one will taste like blueberries. And they have...
Oh, you're not selling it well, because none of them tasted like toothpaste.
They have some pretty bad ones. So they have a barf. Hold on, I think I have the thing somewhere.
I was going to say, because barf. I actually talked to one of my friends that she did it, and she told me she actually almost threw up on the toothpaste one. So it kind of, like, it was kind of weird that he mentioned that, like, a blueberry versus, like, toothpaste. Is, like, toothpaste that bad? Like...
I don't know. So before, when I first got it and I opened it up, I wanted to separate all the really bad ones. So I took out barf, dead fish, and rotten egg. And I put those aside for the stream. And then I was like, well, let's see how bad this is, like with whatever was left over. So I was like, I tried it with the kids. My youngest grabs the blue one.
It looks like
he's
getting sick thinking about it right now. He's like, yeah. Yeah.
He grabs the blue one and puts it in his mouth, starts chewing, and he goes, mint. And so he got the toothpaste and he liked it. So he keeps going, and nothing. Like, he ate like 7 or 8. Either he got all good ones or he has no taste buds because he didn't spit anything out.
That's insane.
But
did you
I
have
tried...
him swabbed after this? Cause
yeah, I know, I should. So I tried one. Well, they gave me one, and I put it in my mouth. Well, I looked and see it, and I was like, okay, this is either stink bug or cappuccino. And of course it was stink bug. And that's when I knew I was in trouble because I almost threw up on that.
Matthew, on the other hand, did follow through with his chip challenge. And look, Matthew has claimed he can handle spice. He was sweating. At one point, it was glasses off, like hair actually wet from sweat while they were trying to battle. Like, I would have been afraid for what happened to you, Astro, had you ate the chip.
Like,
I'll be honest.
I was watching him and I was like, man, like, as I'm like, the tears and watery eyes are going out of mine. Like, I'm looking, I'm like, he doesn't look like he's, like, anything. Like, he looks like he's just, like, sitting in a room with no air conditioner. Like, because occasionally he'd, like, wipe his forehead. Like, yeah, that was it. There was nothing, like, too much.
Yeah, once he took off the glasses, I was like, all right, yeah, like, he's struggling.
Yeah.
I was like, that's bad.
The thing that was terrible about it is, so what I did is I took basically, like, a shot of all of the one color at the same time. So like the first one was like a mix of like barf and I think like strawberry. So it's like the mixing the good and the bad together. And I got through that one reasonably okay.
You only made a few retching sounds during that.
Then the next one was the dead fish. And at first it tasted like whatever the good one was. And then all of a sudden, it was like dead fish. I was like...
So I could tell it actually got to you. Because Daniel and I were both sitting there watching the game and trying to shoutcast while laughing through it. And like, you were throwing moves that I know you know. There's no need to throw it. But you're just like, I don't care. I can't even.
I couldn't. So as soon as that, like, that taste came in my mouth and the gag reflex started, my eyes just got like watery. I couldn't see my phone. I'm sweating. My head's pounding because I'm like gagging and coughing. And then I look up and I see Matthew like just chilling, just dabbing his head, you know, took his glasses off a little, but occasionally he'd go, nothing. And here I am like dying. So finally the third match, we were supposed to go best of five.
It was best of five. Now, keep in mind, he was at one point, you were taking a long time to choose your team, and he was sitting there going, by God, Astro, please just do this now. Like he was giving you down the road at one point when you were stalling a little bit choosing your team between matches.
And then, so the third one was the worst. It was rotten egg and popcorn, buttery popcorn. So the combination of the two turned into buttery, rotten, egged popcorn. Did I even get through the first Pokemon?
You made it top left. Second,
I know I top left. I top left it. At one, I know I did because I was about to. I almost literally.
I literally thought you did because I saw something come out. I'm like, oh shoot, he threw up.
It was like my body was rejecting whatever was in my mouth. Like it was just trying to get it out because it literally tasted and smelled like rotten eggs.
This like worked out even better than we thought.
Honestly. it was hilarious. It really was. And then to make it better, we went ahead and kept Astro online, even though he was completely sick at this point, and did a quad stream.
Yeah,
for GBL and viewer battles, and we had one of our new Discord members, Day Lily, just run the entire gauntlet of all of us and just smack us all around.
Yeah,
I was like, she just shows up. She's like, I want to challenge Matthew first.
Beats who's Matthew. Next?
Like, who's next? Oh, okay, sure, Dino Fighter. Oh, I lost. Wildcat, why don't you? Oh, yep, I've lost. Astro, oh, he just ran through us all.
Yeah, just it was.
Meanwhile, Astro said nothing the entire time after.
I did not. The only thing I said, I think the only thing I said was, I won't fucking volunteer for anything again. And Dr. Pepper was not a good mix. But after that, I didn't really want to say anything because I was afraid I was going to throw up. And honestly, for the rest of the night, I felt like I was going to throw up. I actually did. Probably about 10 minutes after the stream ended, there was a piece, I guess, stuck in my tooth. And it came out and it just put me over the top.
Yeah, there was points where I almost threw up just watching you. Like, it was that bad. Like, I was like, I had to look away.
If you have a weak stomach, or if like the sound of someone like gagging or something like that bothers you, don't watch the replay on the stream. I don't know, Matthew. Are we putting it on YouTube? Yeah, it's gonna be. Of course, it's gonna be on YouTube. He may just edit it out and just have like 10 minutes of me just gagging.
That would be amazing.
But it was fun. I had a lot of fun, and I won't do it again. No. I mean, if everybody does it, I would do it. But I know my colleagues here.
So what you're saying is you should have been as smart as Dino and I.
Yeah.
And should've stay quiet.
I should have just kept my mouth shut. But yeah, so there was that. And then you guys had, I mean, as far as like Pokemon stuff goes, nothing really until today.
I mean, honestly, though, this this slow. Water event's been really good. We can talk more about that later.
Yeah,
that
was good. Yeah.
Nothing until today, and then I finally got a decent water spider and a decent barnacle.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that was like, I guess, the highlight. but other than that, it was in like nothing to write home about. How about you, Dino? How did you have anything exciting?
No, not really. Just I know Firefly has started, so I've been doing a lot of battles for that. And every now and then I go try get a good Spooter, which is the one I can't pronounce, so that's why I call him Spooter.
Arachnequid. Arachnequid.
But unlike these fellas over here, I was not able to get a good one. So we also did find out in the stream from Sunday that how good that thing is and very annoying. Besides that, you know, just casually playing and playing a lot of Sylph. What about you, Wildcat?
Lots of battling, a lot of prep for regionals, which we'll talk more about in a few minutes because we just had some breaking news come out. Got a decent spider. I'll tell you about that one during the Sylph section, and we talk about what we did on Sunday, which was a really fun time. But other than that, pretty boring week overall. I actually went out and did two grind sessions this week. I actually got out on Saturday and Sunday, so that was nice. Yeah, pretty good week. Nothing to complain about.
Awesome. So speaking of Sunday, you guys had a pretty, I guess,
exciting or
exciting
hype. I don't know. How would you describe it? How would you describe it, Wildcat?
Were you fanboying?
More, I feel like I feel like Wildcat fanboy more than I would have ever, because like he went crazy for sure.
No, I was excited to interview. I like
interviews. He loves to interview, which is what we wanted and what a lot of people in chat wanted.
I will say do we want to move into the Sylph section and talk about this here, since we want to talk about what we did on Sunday and that's kind of Sylphish related?
Okay. Let me give a quick update. We will have a executive edition this week. Yes. With Matthew Breaker and the guys over at Roundtable Chat Talks. That's a tongue twister. I'm glad
I don't have to say that. If you haven't listened to it, very good show.
Yep. That should be out Thursday on YouTube and your podcasts. Yep. Cool. If you haven't listened to their stuff, check it out. It's really good. And then, again, if you have our website is live. Got a lot of compliments, and I just got to say, Who's Your Data, like, again, crushed it.
Really, it's amazing. It looks great.
Yep. It was so nice just being like, here, go to our website.
Check out our website. I got a bunch of compliments in some of my local chats, like Miami chats, where they were saying, like, the website looks amazing.
Yeah. So. This is super nerdy, I guess. I joined a Dungeons and Dragons Discord, and they have a self-promotion thing. So I was like, well, I mean, someone in here has to like Pokemon. I asked the moderators if I could post it, and it was so much easier to just post the website than have to post like the link tree or post this or where, you know. I could just post that and be like, go here, and you get all of our information. So it was cool. I liked it. It was so much easier. So, so let's talk about what happened last night over in the Sylph section. All right. So, let's see. Where do we want to start? I guess, how about we let you guys handle this part? What happened last night?
So, as announced last week on the podcast, we had a guest on for Sunday night in Speediest Chief 2. And I noticed Speedy was streaming beforehand, so he did two double streams that night, and I hopped in. I always hop into streams on Sunday before I hop into our streams and hang out with him for a while. And I'm like, noticed he was going ahead and doing his GBL sets. I'm like, you know what? Why don't we do an auto rec tournament? And Speedy goes, no. That's a waste of our time. He's like, why don't we actually do a practice open Great League for regionals?
Great idea.
His idea. Perfect chef kiss idea. Daniel, why don't you tell him, you know, how big that tournament was? And literally, keep in mind, we posted it, what, 45 minutes before we went live?
Yeah, just about. And I think the turnout was like 15 people, which was, I mean, keep in mind, this is just for our server too. So, which was a great turnout. And just besides like there being 15 people, we learned something huge in that tournament. We also posted that on our Twitter, I believe. And the Spooter, the new Spooter, is very, very annoying to a lot of teams. And I know for myself, it was very annoying to go against it. So I know that I think Wildcat used his new one that he got ranked 2.
Yeah, ranked 2. Who did I play first round?
The funny thing is he played Speediest Chief in the first round, which was
out of the gate.
And he found out something the hard way too, that unfortunately that first round.
Yeah, Speedy was not ready for the spider. I was able to beat Speedy round one.
I don't think his team, no one
was not ready. And so this is one thing that we're telling you now. if you do not have a counter and a good counter for Spooter on your team for regionals, blow your team up and start over. So we're thinking something like Skarmory, something electric, maybe Galvantula, though that's a little risky. Registeel is obviously probably one of the best counters out there. But this thing can even flip some of its matches it's going to lose. So technically, if you look at PV Poke, it loses to G-Fisk. And we learn very quickly that if you give it, I think it's 2 Bug Bite lead, I think it's 2 or 3 Bug Bite lead, it wins that matchup. Because by the time it sends that second or third debuff, those rock slots are doing next to zero. So just be aware, and I can tell you, a rock slide from a defense Deoxys did less than 10%.
That was debuff, right?
No, it was undebuffed.
Huh.
It was undebuffed. I'm like, okay then.
I'm a little shocked by that. That's crazy. Wow.
That's insane.
So I expect to see the Arachnequid on literally almost every single team at regionals heading forward.
Yeah, if not, you'll see teams that are going to have like a couple counters for it if you're not bringing that.
And Dina, what Pokemon does it have the same defensive stat as it, so people can realize how bulky this thing actually is?
I believe it was Mandibuzz that people were comparing it to, right?
The exact same defense stat as Mandibuzz.
And you guys know how bulky Mandibuzz is, and that's huge. Like, for a bug to have that much bulk, I think it's huge.
And resisting water and ground moves. That's crazy. Yeah. So it hardwalls Walrein, hardwalls Swampert. It can beat Umbreon easily. It beats Sableye. Like, this thing is dangerous.
That's so odd that they would put, especially since like they were doing things like what's it called? Like the community days where they weren't like meta, you know, breaking or anything, that they would drop a new Pokemon like this, like, boom, right out the gate.
I was actually, we made that same comment. So maybe this was just one of those that they needed something to handle Walrein.
I guess, yeah.
And they figured this was a way to go.
Yeah, I was like, at first I was like, maybe people are just like over exaggerating it. And then I saw it and I was like, yikes. So, yeah, it's definitely one that you guys all should be trying to get. Is there we got anything else exciting coming up?
I don't know if you guys seen this, but as we were going live, Panic sent out a tweet.
I didn't. I was like, when the heck was this sent out? I didn't see this.
This was literally as we were going live. Apparently, Columbus Regionals, or technically Nationals, registration opens tomorrow.
Yep.
So, Dino, are you going?
I should be going if you guys are going.
The wife seems to think we can make it happen. Astro?
Yeah. It's not out of the question. I mean, let's put it this way. I'm going to register.
So let's ask Matthew, since you can't hear him, but we can give you his answer. Matthew, are you coming down to Columbus?
No.
Oh, he's
Matthew's coming, so you gotta come.
Matthew's from Michigan.
It's literally like a 4-hour drive for him.
He can't step foot in Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, that is a good point. That is a good point.
He can't do that. No, actually, if he did, he should just wear all of his Michigan stuff. Even if he's not a Michigan fan, just wear it just to piss people off. Yeah.
So I will say we are hyping up Columbus here, but Speedy did point out something really interesting last night.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
If you're really hardcore wanting to qualify for Worlds, maybe reconsider going to Columbus and take a look at Milwaukee. Fewer people seem to be signing up for Milwaukee, which means there most likely will be an easier path, and specifically much fewer of the big name creators are looking at Milwaukee right now. Most of them are aiming for Columbus specifically.
That's crazy.
And then the good thing, though, is that Speedius did say that if he would compete, I think he said he will go to Milwaukee.
He did say that's what he's leaning towards, is if he wants to compete, he will probably go to Milwaukee.
So we have a chance, I guess, depending who else goes there.
They got a lot of beer there. Got a lot of beer. So, yeah. So we will give, I guess, as it's getting closer, you know, we'll give definites. And if we're all going, we'll make sure that we set up something like where whoever's going, we can all meet up and grab some drinks or do some battles or something like that. Yeah, Dino's like super excited about the alcohol part.
I was like, shot, shot.
I love, so if you haven't, again, I'm the website, there's like a bio section about everyone. I can't. Dino's just the functioning alcoholic.
Meanwhile, Matthew's just, I don't know if that was a beer or not, but it looked like he was drinking something.
Yeah, it's a beer.
Okay, so yeah, it was gonna, meanwhile, he's just like chugging in the background.
Oh, wait, is that an alcohol-free beer?
It's a non-alcoholic beer.
Huh.
What? I've never heard of that.
I didn't know Heineken made.
I know, I was going to say that. I saw Heineken, alcohol. I'm like...
Oh, you haven't seen the commercial where the guy, like, drinks it right in front of a cop and is like, ha-ha, and as the cop was like...
Guinness?
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
You must it would just be... okay, you just like the taste of it. I don't know if I could do Guinness without the alcohol, though, man. That's... That one's a little rough there. Speaking of rough, we had our first heavyweight battle of the belts.
The first challenge? Right? Yeah. Right before I started recording.
Futile attempt? Is that a nice way of saying it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting. How did that go?
It was interesting. I will have to say that he was a lot closer than I thought he would have been, you know?
Yeah.
It's Lyle, you know? Lyle's the one that challenged me. And I did hear from one of my sources that he was mauling after or during the game. I don't know if it was after or before. I have no idea. But I don't blame him. I had 12 Pokemon. He didn't know which one I would choose.
I mean, they're stacked. The odds are stacked against all of them.
Unfortunately, yeah, but that's...
As I told Lyles, our goal is to never let anyone even play Astros. Astros doesn't even have to worry about it.
We're defending him.
I could have put for Master League, a Little Cup team on there. Would never matter.
You know, though, if Mosh Pit gets through, you're screwed.
Just give it to him. Just give it to him.
I may have a shot against Frostbunny and Lyle in Master League, but no, not Mosh Pit there. But no, we love you, Lyle. We're busting your balls because we can, and we know you can.
We specifically made it as something almost impossible to do. Like, it's the heavyweight belt. It has to be hard.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Somebody may make it through. We'll see what happens.
We'll see. But I will say that next season, there's going to be some interesting things. And actually, one of our questions kind of involves it. So teaser to listen to the end of the show. And then the new Sylph factions cycle has begun today.
Officially, matchups just went live.
Nice. You guys excited?
Heck yeah.
I am. We are playing Gengar for Everyone first round, who has one of our Discord members is on that team.
Streamer as well. So
and a streamer, Buck is on that team.
I think, but he's a specialist. I would think
he's a specialist. We'll have to see if he's playing Lyles or myself. We'll see who he gets to play.
Cool. And then we've got the second faction, I was right when I said international, right?
By accident, you were.
Yeah, by accident.
But when I looked at it, I saw, because I had to help Chelsea, you know, with getting things, you know, signed up and people, you know, where to send invites and how to do that. And I saw it said UK. So I was like, oh, so we're going to do international. So I thought it was going to be all of our international people that are in our Discord, because we have a lot of people from the UK. We have, you know, so I was like, okay, cool. Like, that's different. I like that. And then I was like, I saw like Kittens and High Fives, and I was like, he's not overseas. Wait, what? And then, yeah, then Wildcat sent a message. He's like, Chelsea left, made it.
Yeah, and literally, I think it was like 10 minutes after she went to bed that I noticed it. Or actually, technically, Matthew noticed it and was like, hey, did they remember or mean to be in a me? And I'm like, nope, they did not mean to do Europe. So, and she just went to bed. I guess this cycle, they're in Europe. And yep. The good news is all, you know, that everyone that's a member of that faction is understanding and it's going to, you know, accommodate European times as much as possible. We're not going to, you know, try to be forcing it in to say we can only battle at these times. This is in the middle of your night. Like, yeah. We're going to work with our opponents. It's our, that was our screw up, not theirs.
Yep. But so, yeah, we'll keep everybody up to date with those as it goes on. The BTW Firefly Cup is underway. I think we just started round two or
round
three?
Two.
Round two? Yep.
How are you guys doing? How are you doing, Astro?
Huh. Well, okay. So I'm in, four, I think? Yeah, four different tournaments. One hasn't started yet. One started, it was the Lexington one that it's first time I'm doing one over there. I got matched up against the real DeLong, who's almost what, elite? Is that
he will be elite by the end of this month.
Yeah. that didn't go well. and then did I get Lyle first round in ours? Who did I get first
round? No, Lyle's got E1 first round.
Yes. Who did I get?
Astro, you play. Why can I not find you?
It's because it was that
bad. Oh, you got Miami Doc.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
So, the ace. So, I understood, like, I Wildcat said on our stream, he's like, well, that just means you're getting better. But I'm like, I get it, but don't throw me in the deep end. Like, keep me in the purple. Like, keep me in those people. We started the GoCast Firefly Cup, and I got DeFi again first round, and I was able to get a little payback for the beating that she gave me last month. so it was they were close battles, and they were very laggy battles. Lots and lots of rematches. Probably more than we should have done, but
say the state of the game is very stable currently?
That was, well, that was the first time I ever really noticed like something like it was that bad for me to notice it. That meant it was bad. The only other time I ever noticed like anything is on the charge move where it lags, and then like I'll throw the charge move and I know that other person is nowhere near their charge move, and then they're like one fast move and next charge move in.
Yeah, I had that happen in Panic's tournament.
Yeah.
And it literally cost me the round.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
and here's the thing. I could have went and disputed that. I would have lost my dispute. That's a state of game issue, which means it's non-disputable. It's an unfortunate side effect. We had an unfortunate one of those in our Discord where someone was disputing. It was a missed counter. It did somewhat change the outcome of the game. You could argue either way on whether it did or not. But based on Sylph rules today, Sylph rules says if it's a state of game, desync, those kind of issues there, it's no rematch given. Which kind of sucks, but it's also the rule.
Yeah, I mean, I've lost some GBL battles like that where, like, I clearly had the game won, and I lost because of that.
And let's be honest, you've won a game because of that too, probably.
I have, yeah. Yep. I actually had this weird thing happen in one of the matches with DeFi where she actually won. She threw a charge move while my Vigoroth, so it was my Vigoroth and whatever she was using, I'm not going to say, she threw the charge move and you could see my counter hit the same time that the charge move was going, and I ended up taking the KO.
Yep, that's
instead of it being a tie.
And I apologize. We should actually give a shout out to Herm for winning our Open Great League tournament. He swept that.
Yeah.
So if you're looking, let's give out the team here because he earned that. And this gives people something to look at. No Spooter, Nettacham, Walrein, Trevenant, Talonflame, Cresselia, Lickitung. So
pretty
solid team. If you're looking for ideas for regionals, there's your team. Sorry, I forgot about that until we were looking at at other teams. Sorry.
That's fine.
But back to Firefly.
Yep. But Dino, you had a Firefly battle today, right?
I did. And it was, even though I lost, it was very, I was actually kind of like excited to lose just because it was a very fun match and it was against someone that was really good. I think, if I'm not mistaken, is Wildcat, is he local to you? Or
he's Cincinnati, technically, but local enough.
Okay,
He plays in the Lexington Discord a lot. Buckeye Fitz.
Yeah, so he's I think he's almost elite as well. But really good battler, and really fun matches for sure. I actually did lose one of the matches with him because of that same reason that you were just talking about with the desync. But I'm not going to go ahead and dispute that because, again, I already know how the rules are, so there was no point. Unfortunately, you just got to take those sometimes and, you know, maybe you could have done something else better and just look at that. And then I know I'm also doing in Panic's tournament, which is funny because round 4 just got announced for that. And I'm going against Lyle in that tournament. So
that is hilarious.
So that's going to be fun because we both already lost one round. So it's going to be interesting how it goes for after that. So. But besides that, like, I actually am kind of enjoying Firefly. I didn't think I would. I know that Buckeye did mention that Shadow Scizor, he gave it props. It does really well. And I got that idea from Astro. So thank you, Astro. Thank you. And what about you, Wildcat? How are your tournaments going?
I'm in way too many tournaments right now. and I actually just joined another. I just joined Roundtable Chatots. And I'm playing Shadow Prime for the third time.
Is it safe to say you're overcompensating?
Giggity, giggity, go! Yes, it is. I'm not going to have another month like last month. It will not happen.
That's what it was for.
Yeah. I won our first round against Clifford for our Discord. And then I got greedy. I got way too greedy in every single match against E1 today, thinking I could farm down. And he took.
I'm rich, bitch!
Here comes the money!
Here we go!
Here comes the money! Money, 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 money!
Dollar, dollar! It's down since last time you asked. I'm only at 7 million right now.
Oof.
I've spent literally 400,000.
At the border right
that,
there.
Did it take you a second to remember what that was for?
Nope, I knew. I knew. It's been a while. I literally was sitting here, I was like, as I was talking, I was like, he's going to do this to me. He's going to do this to me. This jerk is going to do it. But I got, as soon as I said greedy, I'm like, oh,
I was like, oh, well.
But yeah, I got over greedy on farm downs. And E1 literally looked at me. He's like, why didn't you, after the match, he's like, why didn't you throw moves? And I'm like, because I thought I could farm you down and then just smash you into the earth after that. And he's like, well, you didn't. you're right. But yeah, so I'm going to have to play Shadow Prime for the third time. So I am 3-1 in Panic's tournament right now. So it's better than expected so far. I messaged Ken. I'm having him remove me from Lord Ups because I'm already doing terrible. And I'm like, I will forget to unrank this tournament. Just please remove me because I don't want to screw up again.
At least you remember that. The right
tournament. Yeah. And then we've got starting next Friday. Our Discord exclusive Thrones Cup that will start Friday. So I'm sure you've seen the tweets. You've heard us talk about it. If you want to join the Discord to be part of it, you know, please do. It's going to be fun. I think it's a little more difficult than people thought it was going to be. I know Dino looked at it and was like, this was a little rough to make. He goes, oh, we practice. He goes, I haven't made a team. Give me 2 minutes. I'm going to make a team. 15 minutes later, he comes back. Man, that was really hard.
True story. True story. That took me a lot longer than I wanted to. I was like, yeah, just give me 2 minutes. I'll just, you know, put something together. I'm like, crap. Like, I can't think of something that works properly without you having like a hole like in my team. So I'm like, I had to really think it through. And it's gonna be fun, but if you don't have the right team built, then it's gonna be you're gonna suffer for sure.
Is this the wrong time to say I've yet to even look at the meta to build a team?
It is.
Is it the next Friday that we start? Yeah.
Did we switch spots here?
Right?
That's like something I would say.
Yeah.
I may have been a little focused on the Firefly. So
okay.
He has like 20 tournaments going on. That's why.
Yeah, that's fine. I only have that's 1, 2, 3.
He definitely has at least 8.
7 easy. Currently.
Okay, close enough.
Yep.
7, it's a lot.
So, I mean, we've gone over it a couple times, but just for those who are hearing it for the first time, it is a Game of Thrones based tournament meta. You get Dragon, Fire, Flying, and Ice, Water, Fairy, Shadow, Mega, and Alone forms are banned. And then there's a big list here with, Aerodactyl, Altaria, Charizard, Dragalge, Dragonair, Gudra, Hakamo-o, Magcargo, Piloswine, and Zwellius. I don't know why I went blank on that last one. But, yeah, so if you want to be part of that, go ahead and join the Discord and be a part of that. It starts at 8 p.m. Eastern. 9 p.m. Eastern on Friday. Something like that. But before we move to in-game news, I wanted to bring up something about regionals. Just because we were having this discussion, the three of us, yesterday, actually, before they even did the live stream and came up with the tournament. I talked about practicing and getting, you know, trying to get together a team and stuff like that for regionals so that I got used to it because, you know, I'm not as hardcore into as far as like metas when it comes to GBL, I kind of just say, hey, what's a good team? Give me a team. And I do it. But me and Dino and Wildcat, we worked on a team and I used that team in our tournament. And I learned very quickly that if you do not know how to use certain Pokemon, it doesn't matter how fucking good it is, you're gonna lose. I have no idea how to use Talonflame.
Oh yeah, Talonflame is one of the hardest in the game to use properly. It's so easy to overtap. First off, you like to nuke all day, which we know is not what you do with Talonflame. You have to bait.
And I'm one of those people who taps. So even like on slower moves, like I've had to train myself like with confusion and stuff like that, even counter to not tap as fast, to let the move go before I hit the next one. I can't get it with Talonflame. Like I cannot get those incinerates at all. And I was over tapping, I was under tapping, like I was just all over the place. But it was a meta team. Like we put together it was a decent team. I could not make it work. So I guess what I kind of wanted to talk about a little before we jumped in was creating your, because we have a lot of people who are going to be probably doing either Columbus or Milwaukee. Creating that team for it. And one of the things that I wanted to say from someone that's, I guess, my caliber of player is obviously don't go off the spectrum and, you know, throw a Parasect out there. But use Pokemon that you're more comfortable with. If you want to use a Fire Flying and you can't use, and you know you suck with Talonflame, but you're really good with Charizard and Firespin, you know, it's okay to pick the Charizard or Firespin over Talonflame. I've seen people win. I mean, there was one guy who got pretty far and he had Cradilli on his team. So, you know.
Yeah, and I do expect that we'll probably run a few more open Great League practice tournaments between now and regionals. So I don't know if we'll run another one before Vancouver. Sorry, Lyles. But we'll definitely run another one before Milwaukee and probably at least two more before Columbus. So we won't have them scheduled. We won't be able to announce them here on the show. They'll be flash tournaments in our Discord. So just watch for that battle goals. And depending upon when we're doing it, we may even drop on everyone there just because it's that important that people want to practice for.
Yeah. Yeah. Dino, do you have anything to say on that? Because I know me and you, like, you were helping me a little more because Brad was busy with the family.
Yeah, I mean, just in general, like, if, like, building a team, like, from, I guess, like, your point of view, I know maybe there's other people that, I guess, are still kind of new to building teams. And like you mentioned, you're not used to using Talonflame. One thing Lyle mentioned, because someone asked, like, you know, can you give us tips, like, how to build a team? And I guess just talking about in this aspect of, like, regionals, then you can just build on something that you, strong Pokemons that you know how to use. So, I don't know, for example, I don't know, maybe you like using Trevenant. So then you use Trevenant and build around it, and then just make a core around Trevenant. Because, or maybe you have multiple, like two or three Pokemon that you're good using. So, I always like to go based off that as well. So, don't always go with, like, for me, I don't like to use Umbreon because I feel like it doesn't hit hard enough, and it just, to me, like, it's kind of boring. So I don't like to use, I don't think I even brought Azu or Umbreon. I think I did bring Umbreon just because someone suggested it, but I might take it out, especially with the new Spooter out there. So definitely annoying with that. So right. Definitely bring Pokemon that you're comfortable with and you enjoy playing.
Cool. Yeah. No, I just wanted to bring that up before we moved on. Cause I thought it was important, especially going forward with, you know, the regionals and stuff like that coming up. So let's go ahead then and move over to the, as soon as I find in-game news. It's the in-game So, so we're in the water event. How much longer do we have in it? Is it?
I think it goes until May 20th. Like, it's a long event.
Cool. All right. So we got a while. I'm enjoying it. I'm getting, I've found myself, deleting tasks so that I can get, the ones with the Gyarados mega energy. Cause I haven't had enough to do it, and I really want to mega evolve it.
Yeah, those are good ones just to have anyway. Yeah. So,
yeah, I've been running a mega Blastoise pretty much every day. So I'm sure I'm probably somewhere, you know, getting close to the second stage or second level, whatever it is.
I keep forgetting to mega evolve the Pokemon, so it's really hard.
I am up to, I think, 9. At Mega 2 already now? 8 or 9?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you get into a thing. I've literally, either when I wake up in the morning or before I lay down in the evening, I do all my Mega Evolves that I need to for that day, and that way they're done. I just go through one at a time and back to back. I don't care about, because I'm not typically playing Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. So I don't care to actually worry about getting the candy from the extras.
Yeah. So I know, like, at first, I'd be bouncing back and forth between Blastoise and Venusaur because of the Tapu Fini raids. Have you guys noticed that it's kind of died out? It's not as even, hype.
Yeah, definitely not. It's like, it's just straight, like, dead. Like, I don't really.
Didn't get a single Tapu Fini invite. I got more Lapras invites today than I got.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting too.
I had trouble getting enough people to actually do it.
Tapu Fini? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why do you guys think that is? That it just like died down out of nowhere? Like it was pretty random, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it may be because it's an Ultra League, not a Master League. Once you don't have to do as many raids for XL candies and things. So once people are getting their candies they need, they're just kind of stopping.
Yeah, you can get it pretty close to that 2,500. So it's probably not a ton of resources to get it in there. But that will that'll be here until the 25th. So maybe that's another reason, because it's here a lot longer. And then it's still even going into like that week or whatever where it's all three of them or four of them.
Four.
Yeah, all four of them. So maybe that's the reason. I don't know. But
public I've service more... announcement. Have you finished your island researches?
Yes. Yeah, Didn't I you? Finished them all.
I have.
Okay. Yeah. This is the public service announcement for at least listeners then. Get them done. It's free now. It won't be free later if you want the extra research.
Yeah. So do that. But yeah, like I said, it's been more, I've gotten more people sending me Lapras N than anything. So, but we've got Tapu Fini and Mega Blastoise in raids until the 25th. And then Tapu Fini raid hours are the 18th and the 25th. Spotlight hour tomorrow is Magikarp, so when it'll be past when we end this, but next week Seal the 24th with 2x Stardust, and it could be shiny. I mean, let's be realistic, not many people get shinies out of the Spotlight hour. I don't think I've ever gotten one. Maybe got one.
Yeah, I was gonna say like very rare that I get it.
One or two.
Yeah. But double Stardust and Seal actually isn't super hard to catch. It's not like, what was the last one? What was last month's?
Sunny Cherim.
Yeah, it was Cherim. Like, one of the hardest things to catch. This one's not too bad. But this one has PvP relevance because it evolves into Dewgong. So, as much as Walrein has come in and taken over that whole ice water, I guess, group of Pokemon, it is still a Pokemon to keep because Walrein, especially in Sylph, is going to start getting banned like quite often.
Yeah.
And having something that's bulky and runs Ice Shard and Icy Wind is always nice. It is a double legacy Pokemon, so make sure you have an elite TM and an elite fast TM and elite charge TM if you want to build that. I don't think its moves outside of those are great. Am I correct?
Water Pulse, so no, not good.
Yeah. Okay. which is funny. Side note, I finished, well, I guess now I'm in the completing the Pokedex part of Arceus, and I have Samurott as my starter, and it has Water Pulse, and Water Pulse in the game, like, just wrecks things. It doesn't matter what it is.
It is a good main series move, actually.
Yeah.
It really is, but it's not a good Pokemon Go move, but let's be honest. In the main series, Charm is useless. And in Pokemon Go, Charm is an amazing move. So
yeah, there was a lot of things where I'm like, oh, this is a good move. And then I'm like, wait, no, this is terrible. This does absolutely nothing. This hurts me more than it hurts them. But that's a good one to check out. Like we said, Water Festival is going on. So it's until May 20th at 8 p.m. your local time. We hit the global challenge, so you're going to get, 2x catch candy. That is live now, so that'll keep going. How are you guys liking the spawns, like the wild spawns?
His Dupider, I'm loving
it. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like, pretty, I mean, overall, everything is good.
Okay, here's a question, because I've heard it both ways. Dupider or Dupider?
I like Dupider better.
Isn't that the wrong way? I thought it was
Dupider. Said in the anime as Dupider.
Really?
But if you look in like the official pronunciation guide, it does say Dupiter.
I like Dupiter better.
I don't know, it sounds like Jupiter, like Dupiter.
Well, I mean, when you catch it, it's like a little water ball with legs. So it could look like a planet.
It's like a jellyfish with legs, like a spider legs. It's really weird.
It's really cool looking, and it's humongous when it evolves into the water, the big water spider. It's probably
like bigger than like Charizard.
It's huge on the screen. I'm like
5'11".
Oh yeah, it's definitely bigger than Charizard. Jesus.
It's taller than me.
So I did not realize you were that short.
Yeah.
That's me too, so don't worry.
Yeah. I'm only like I'm five and a half on a good day.
Yeah, what? Five. You're so tiny. Oh.
Dino is about the same height as me. I think he may be what, a little
taller? My hair helps.
Yeah, my hair helps. The lack of hair makes me look shorter than I am.
It does add 2 inches.
Yeah. I'm 6'1", y'all. We gonna have a lot of fun at regionals. Just my wife is taller than you, Astro. Oh my!
My wife
God.
Is shorter than me.
Was she a gymnast?
She's 5 foot, I think 5 foot.
Was she a gymnast or a cheerleader?
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No.
Just short. Okay.
Just short. My sister's 4'11". Just short. Short. There's not like a whole bunch of humongously tall Hispanic people. I don't feel.
Yeah. No.
I feel we're all like we're normal size.
No. That's 5'5" is definitely below average, sir.
Hey. Leave that there. You guys think of what you guys think of what the next thing I would say.
Giggity giggity.
Giggity giggity goo. So yeah, the one thing I will say is the spider hasn't been as prominent as I thought it was gonna be. It's a lot rarer than I was expecting.
The first 2 days it was super rare. I noticed over the weekend it seemed like the spawn got turned up some.
Mm-hmm.
I also definitely took advantage of my alts and did not catch it on my alt on purpose and was just going from one to another in my play area, and then I found the rank 2 and I'm like, oh crap, I actually have to catch it on the alt now as well, because can't leave that behind.
But I've been, every single one I catch, I've been, silver pineapping, just because I can't rely on it popping up a lot. Like, and even where I am, I have a lot of water biomes. It's still not, like, I know it's the water event, but, like nothing.
But how good's your best one, Astro?
It was a 95%. So up until 200, today.
200 and something?
No, it was 195.
190. Okay, so just... Dino, how you doing over there? How's your best one?
It's like 500 and something, so...
But, now, let's be honest here. Should you guys still build them for regionals if you're going to use it?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So this 100%. Is one of those Pokemon... Ranking matters, but it doesn't matter that much. It's that good. And that was the point I was trying to make. Sorry. I didn't mean to be mean to you, but I wanted to point out the fact that... If you got it inside, I'd say the top 700, build it.
Oh, I had one that was, it was like a 76%, so it was like almost like close to the thousands, I think. And I had it saved because it was the best one that I had caught up until that point. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to build this thing. I don't want to, because I even said I'm holding out, like I'm not going to do it. And then... Luckily, I got this one. So this is the one I'm building, and I guess if I get a higher ranked one, I'll build it at some point. But this is the one I've already invested pretty much everything I've got into. Special research was the Pony Island. So if you, that's the one you were saying. If we don't finish it,
you got to finish all 4 island researches. So if you finish all 4, you get the extra special research at the end of the season, just like we did. With Hoopa, you're going to get it for Alola season, which, y'all, we're 2 weeks from the end of the season.
Yep.
Who's excited?
Yep. It's exciting.
Yeah.
Then there's the time research. Like I said, I've been trying to get this Mega Gyarados stuff for a while. Yeah. I mean, that's, I guess that was the one place you could get the Dupiter, was from the timed research. If they weren't spawning.
I think also catch 15 water types is Dupiter as well.
Yeah. One of the spawns that's been popping up like all over the place, and I love it, is Staryu.
Oh wait, that's extra love dust, isn't it?
It's yeah. I think it's 750.
Oh my god, I've actually not caught some of them. I'm an idiot.
This is what you get. I had a couple. I had two. I had one Staryu and one Starmie house spawn this morning.
No, wait, is it
Starmie house Starmie? Spawn? Starmie's not event. That's not an event spawn. That's just you lucky.
That's just lucky. Yeah.
I've caught like three of them this event.
I think.
Yeah. It could be.
Either way, still,
Matthew was saying it should be because it's Staryu's in the pool. Yeah. But I made sure that was my first catch of the day. Like, I was like, yay.
That's a nice catch.
But can we just call this officially the Surskit event?
Oh, that thing is
everywhere.
What about Goldeen? Like, I actually don't mind.
Oh, Goldeen,
it.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
Goldeen has been there as well.
Yeah, I didn't mind that one because I don't have a good Sea King IV one, so.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the XL because I didn't know until, like, the day that Lyle posted his 100% Sea King. I was like, man, I wonder if I was like, let me see what I have. And I was like, oh, shit, I have one. So I didn't even know I had it. It's been there forever. I think it's, like, 2 years old.
Yeah, I have some there that I just forget about. I have a bunch of, like, random 100% in the back.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, marked him for potential Ultra League build. So we'll see. That's why I've been running the Blastoise so I can get the extra candies there. And then let's see, we got Community Day. Okay. So we've got Community Day on the 21st. So that is this weekend, right?
Yes, this Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah. This Saturday, and I may not be able to play.
Uh-oh.
I have dance recital I have to go to.
That's what you got just for.
Oh, it's going to be running, but incense sucks, so.
That's true.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
Yeah.
But honestly, do we really need more Geodude?
Isn't there, like, I mean, if you extra don't have Stardust?
If you don't have the XL Geodude.
I have an Ampharos actually Mega 2, so I can get the extra XL candies. So yeah. I'll see what I can do, but I'm not going to be able to do a normal play session for it, unfortunately.
Yeah. I already have the XL Geodude, and I have a decent Golem and Graveler. So this is just for fun.
I mean,
and to clarify, Alolan Geodude is the community today, not Geodude, because.
And it's what? Is it? Is this one the dust?
Yes.
Yes, extra dust. Yep, that's 3x why I'm doing dust. It.
Yep. But the other thing that's going on in this is they are doing community day meetups, and they're coming to select cities. We'll put the link to this in the show notes, but the page is actually really nice. It pulls up exactly where your location is if that's enabled on your browser, and it will tell you the in person, and then what is this? It says virtual activations.
Yeah, those spots will have more items from Pokestops.
Okay.
I want your opinion, Dino, first, because I got a feeling I know what Asher's going to say here. Do you think where they're saying that they're testing out the 3 hour time period, that it is a fair test with them doing all the pushing of meetups and having all these actual official events trying to get people out when they did not do that for the previous 6 hour days?
I think they're just trying to boost their numbers by doing this. At least that's what it seems like to me. And I don't think it's like a fair way to do the studies or their research with it.
This is confirmation bias at its best, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's what do you think, Astro?
I like that they're giving you an at least with the search feature, to see in person and virtual, with the Pokestops. I looked at the ones around me. Even if we weren't in a pandemic, post-pandemic or whatever pandemic, I still wouldn't be going to them because they're in Miami. I think it's like an hour away from my house, so I wouldn't drive to that anyway. But besides that, they're putting it out. They're putting both out there, which I appreciate. They're not pushing.
But what I'm saying is comparing this to, they're trying to take data from these two community days and compare it to these 6-hour community days. Do you ever remember them pushing anything during the 6-hour community days as hard as they are in-person meetups and other events for the 3-hour? Do you think they are purposely skewing the data to fit the narrative they want by doing it?
I'm trying to, maybe they're trying to see if people will even come out like for it. So, I mean, when you think about it, according to that interview, the last interview, they did the research and they said the average person, the average player, even on a 6-hour community day, plays about 3 total hours. That was their findings. So maybe what they're trying to do is to generate more people to go out and play, to get a better idea of how many people are actually playing during a 3-hour period.
But that skews the data. If you didn't promote the 6-hour, but you're promoting the 3-hour, that's data skewing.
I mean, they've got a lot of data as far as 6 hours.
Yeah, but they never promoted a 6-hour event. How can you compare that to something they are promoting?
Wasn't one of them? There was one where there was a couple things going on.
That was a classic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The classic one.
And that's what they reference as well. They're like, oh, people love the classic, and it's, you promoted it.
Yeah.
I don't ever remember seeing promote, even Sveal, which we promoted ourselves. And say,
yeah.
It came and went without maybe 3 tweets about the entire thing.
Yeah.
So I don't get me wrong. I love that they're putting meetups there. I think they should actually do a little bit better job looking where they're putting some of the meetups, because let's be frankly honest, Owensboro is the Kentucky meetup location. No one's driving. That's the far western side of Kentucky. Nothing in Louisville or Lexington, which are actually the larger cities of Kentucky.
Dina, was there one close to you in Palm Beach?
No, this is the closest one to us.
The closest was Bayfront?
Yeah, Bay Area Marketplace.
Yeah.
And I'm actually going to be going, so.
Oh, yeah. You take that drive?
Well, we're going with Pogo Ash and Smiley.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're gonna see how that works out, but I want to see how it is. But I kind of actually wanted to say, like, if I'm driving somewhere like that for this, like, I'm 100% playing the whole time. And this is kind of goes back to what Wildcat was saying, where, like, if you're at a place you're driving to, you're gonna take advantage of the whole time you're there. Versus, like, if you're in a park that's near you, you're like, I can go home and come back. But I can't do that if I'm driving an hour somewhere. I'm like, I can't just be like, oh, I'm just gonna go come back in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I will say, I think it was Ken or Chris that mentioned it, one or the other, that they found that people were actually being somewhat less social during the 3 hours because they were so focused on trying to grind out that they didn't actually spend the time to socialize. And then after the 3 hours was up, then came together. So it's something to think about. I think that is just feedback we need to consider in both sides of it. Like I said, I don't dislike that they're promoting it. I think maybe what's best is maybe next month, go back to a 6-hour, promote it just as hard, and then take those 2 results and compare them. If you're really going to give it a fair chance of figuring out what's best for the community.
Yeah. How would you feel? Cause this just kind of popped in my head. Cause you had said, about people being super focused during the 3 hours. What if they did the 3-hour community day, and then right as soon as that one ends, a 3-hour community day meetup where you get, it's still going to be the same spawn. It may be turned down a little. It's still, you know, it would be Geodude. It'd just be turned down, but there would be other activities to make you socialize and do things.
chef's kiss solution. I think that's what you go is you go back to having a 6-hour thing where during the 6 hours it spawns, but it's not spawning community day rates. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and keep the shiny rates turned up. I don't care about that. That shinies are neither here nor there on community day.
Yeah.
But keep them turned on for all 6 hours. But during a 3-hour session, that's when you have everything cranked up and you're trying to promote everyone come together, play together. Hey, we're going to give you half cost trades during this 3-hour session, et cetera, et cetera. I think right there, Astro, you have the perfect compromise between what Niantic's trying to do and what the community is saying to them. Yeah. Because then if I have to work that 3-hour meetup, oh, well, I still can go play the first 3 hours and catch what I need. I won't catch as many, but I'll catch some.
And honestly, during that second part of it, that's where you're going to be spending your money on. We're going to do raids. Oh, we got like 6 of us. Let's go do a raid train. Oh, I ran out of raid passes. I got to go buy raid passes. Oh, I'm getting that's where, like, you know, in my head, I would say that's, you probably make more money and in more whatever profit off of a 3-hour community day meetup versus.
And it's the best of both worlds. The community would be happy with it. I don't see any downside to doing that.
Yeah,
you know, your hard grinder still may go for the full 6 hours, but so be it. Yeah. Let them go for the 6 hours if they want to.
Yeah. So our Niantic listeners, we know you're there. It's all right. You don't have to. You don't have to call it the Astro event, but you know, just like throw BTW in there somewhere. Then we got what? Sapporo,
I believe, is the proper pronunciation.
Sapporo, Japan. Go Fest tickets are on sale. That one is August 5th through the 7th. That's the in-person one. This is going to sound really ignorant, I guess. I have no idea what the conversion yen to dollars is, but it's 3,000 yen. So I'm guessing that's around what, $25?
$23.22 currently.
Yeah. So let's see. Tickets are broken up into morning and afternoon sessions.
Yeah, so this one's different. This is not gonna be a specific park. This is citywide for this event.
Oh, so, okay.
And in my opinion, I was watching Nick's video and I do agree with what he's saying. This aligns more to standard Japanese culture that you have these kind of sessions where you have a timeout where people kind of transition across city. You have a break in the middle of the day. You know, in America, we know not all go all time. We don't stop. Yeah. In other countries, they actually, you know, take vacations and breaks. Who knew? Yeah.
Yep. I know. So the morning session is separated into, so your morning session ticket, so you still get a morning and an afternoon play off of both of them. It's just different cities.
Different locations.
Or locations. So Nakajima Park.
Close enough.
From 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And then city-wise, I'm guessing that's the whole city from 2:30 to 8 p.m., the city is Sapporo. Yep. Then if you purchase the afternoon ticket, you're going to get it the opposite. So you'll get the citywide from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And then you'll get the park part from 2:30 p.m. to 8 p.m.
I like the afternoon better, I think, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I do. But then again, it's going to be a lot hotter at that point.
Yeah. Well, I mean, 8:30 a.m. No.
It's about you not waking up, right?
I wouldn't be able to do it. And then they came out with the event experience. Is this pretty much the same or is this one different?
Different spawns. No,
this one looks different. So complete the special research to encounter Skyform Shaman. Let's see, 4 real world habitats. So they got Dreamy. The Dreamy is going to have Drowsy, Snorlax, Teddiursa, and Litwick.
Shiny Snorlax.
They're going to get the sleeping Snorlax.
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to be normal Snorlax, but oh, shiny Snorlax.
It's Japan, so they may.
Yeah, you never know, probably.
We've got the Living Meadow, which is Galarian Ponyta, Yanma, Scyther, and Pansage. Frozen Lake is Alolan Vulpix, Lapras, Snorunt, and Panpour. Then we've got the Athletic Park, which is going to be Machop, Hitmontop, Chimchar, and Panseer.
And I believe one of the elemental monkeys is being released shiny for this. It's not mentioned here. Oh, yeah, there it is, mentioned on down. Pansage is being shiny.
Cool. Okay. So you'll get, there's also exclusive t-shirt. sorry. Let's try this again. Exclusive t-shirt. 6 special trades with reduced stardust. 2nd special research with a Pokemon not yet in Go.
So a new...
I didn't notice that part. That is very different than
another new Pokemon.
So do you think it's going to be like a new Pokemon per location?
No, that the new Pokemon this thing was not in Berlin.
Yeah, it wasn't in
Berlin. Oh, they don't have one. Oh, see, Japan's always favorite, man.
I mean,
of course, I get
if it.
If
it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be talking about this. But let's see. So there's that. Shiny Pansage and Swirlix make their debut. No way. I want a shiny Swirlix.
It'll be available worldwide following the event.
At some point.
Everything goes worldwide at some point.
Half egg hatch distance.
Notice they actually called it out in this announcement.
And then raids are Darkrai and Cresselia. Now, you have also an optional add-on, which they put all in the same thing. So they listened to us.
They did. They we know you're listening. We see.
For they're doing it in two different things. So the first one is Raid Lover. If you pick that add-on, you get... 1,200 yen.
$9.29.
Okay. For 12 raid passes, additional XP, extra catch candy, and extra XL candy. The second one is the critical hatch for the same amount. That one, you're going to get quarter hatch distance, double XP, stardust, and candy for hatching eggs.
I could justify the cost of the raid lover. Don't buy the catch. Or the hatch, no. I mean.
Well, what did they say what their...
They did not say what their eggs are either, but they did. So this was once again... I will say I did find it interesting that yet again when Nick was reviewing this news, he specifically called out that he wasn't given the add-ons in his initial video. Like, he actually took time out of his current video to talk about that. So, I think it didn't sit well with the creators either. So,
yeah.
Hey, at least they learned. They adapted. They made a mistake. Yeah. They corrected it. That's what I asked for.
Yep. The Raid Lover pass here is hands down probably the best value.
Yeah. 12 passes for... Wow, that was really country. 12 passes.
12 passes.
Somebody's going to clip that, and that's going to become a permanent sound, pants. Isn't it? 12 passes for 1,200 yen or $9. That's pretty good. I still don't like that they're locking XP behind it, though, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, I'm trying to see it. That's it, yeah, because I don't see it as one of the standard bonuses for it. It looks like the only extra bonus is just the half hatch distance for the eggs,
which has been part of all the previous Go Fest. Yeah. Which once again, I'm glad to see they be a little bit more deliberate in this one. You can definitely tell they took feedback in, and in this announcement they put literally everything possible in there. Now I also wonder if that does have to do with possibly with Japanese law versus Berlin law, where you have to disclose. So, you know, different countries have different disclosure documentation or different disclosure laws. And I do believe Japan is one of the hardest on you must disclose things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right on that. I mean, 12 raid passes alone is...
And I believe that is actually 12 passes per day. So you get that raid pass, that raid pass lever covers all days of the event.
Yeah.
Is I believe is how it was worded. So that is actually a great
deal. Really great deal.
It is. So that's 36 passes for $9 now that I do the math.
Yeah. And then that extra, the catch candy and extra XL candy is not just for raid Pokemon. That's like in general, if you're catching something.
Did it say that? I didn't see that part.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, it's only for raid rewards? Yeah. Okay. All right. I was going to say, if that's, they were giving that, like,
It would actually make it, in my opinion, worse.
Would it?
Yeah. Because now you're locking down something that is a very beneficial part of a pay. That's making it truly pay to win then.
Oh, okay. I could see that. I guess, Chris, do you need XL to get Cresselia into Ultra League? Nope.
You don't.
What else? And we don't know what else is in raids during that time, right? Or is it just Darkrai and Cresselia?
The way the raid announcement launches, it sounds like it's just Darkrai, Cresselia, which is the only reason I could justify not bothering with Raid Lever. Because do I really need more Darkrai and Cresselia?
Yeah. I wonder if you could bank the raid passes, though.
Nope, they're the orange passes, so you can only hold one at a time.
Damn.
So they get smart. You, yeah. I was gonna say that. Smart. Well, for me, like, I don't have that many Darkrai, so I mean, some people that actually like it, so never know.
Yeah,
it's mythical that can be shiny, so that's a rare thing to get in Pokemon.
Yeah,
yeah, I have one. It's nice. I got it from GBL reward, actually. Three?
I think I got two, maybe one.
Two. I need a better I need a good Cresselia.
I need a shiny one. Trash.
I want a good shiny one. That's what I want. I want a good
shiny. Define good shiny. Do you mean something like a 98% shiny?
Sure. Is that what you have?
I got you it. Son of a gun. I got it I think it was 2019 Go Fest. I was on Saturday when they had the giant thunderstorm that rolled through, and I had a flight out that night. So when the thunderstorm rolled in, I just like, screw it. I'm going to go on to the airport. There's no telling when the park will open back up. I met up with a group of raiders from New York, and we walked to the airport nonstop while we were waiting on our flights. And I got the shiny 98% by raiding with these random group of people in the airport. So thank you, that random group of people. I don't remember any of your names.
Good story behind it. But
I have the memory. I have the memory of catching that thing.
Good story behind that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh.
I was actually going to mention, did they say that Cresselia is going to come with Grass Knot or not?
I don't think so.
That's going to suck, though. I hope it does.
If the raid boss was better, I would be like, all over, you must buy this pass. But
if it has Grass Knot?
If it has Grass Knot, even then, you don't need more than two or three to try to reroll IVs and things. Like,
I mean, you would just need the candy because it's 100...
Yeah.
100 candy for the second
move. And you can get rare candy for that easy enough, rating anything else that's out there. So I can see if someone doesn't have it, if they're not a day one player, they haven't been, you know, around. Cresselia's been back in raids, what, at least 6 to 7 times?
Yeah.
So it's not like a common thing to get.
Yeah. I mean, it's been back enough that I was able to second move one without having to put rare candy into it. So yeah. Alright. So that wraps up in-game news. GBL? Yeah. Alright.
Fight!
All right, Practice Battle League, here we go. we're almost done. We are almost done.
Dude, I can't believe it's so... I honestly remember when I was like, I can't do 3 months. I can't do it. Like, it's gonna be forever. And literally in, what, 14, 15 days?
But this has been the longest season when it comes to GBL.
Yeah, but...
Man, it feels like it's been like a year.
Honestly, yeah.
it feels like it's been a long ass time. So today, obviously when this comes out, it doesn't matter, but today is the last day you'll be able to play Ultra League and Element Cup.
It's, well, I mean, you'll be able to play Ultra League in May 24th,
oh, but okay.
Element Cup is going to be gone. So no more little cups from tomorrow. From here on out. Cool. So yeah, I mean, I'm actually, we didn't mention, I mean, something that obviously people are going to miss by the time it's Wednesday, but tomorrow I am going to be doing streaming with Dom's Master League. So that's going to be fun and interesting because I don't particularly like Master League. So,
but you have, at least you have an option of Classic. The Master League Premier Classic.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, thank God.
And it's three times dust.
Last week for three
and you
times.
Don't have to worry about Elo. So
I don't give a shit. I'm gonna run the same thing the whole time.
I will say, have you guys battled more or less this season?
Less.
Oh, see, I've done significantly more.
I've gone days without doing GBL.
Let's see. I'm at
I haven't hit the 128.
No, yet. Okay, that's horrible.
That's how
that's little bad. I thought that other people had it bad, but that's horrible. I think
the only time I did it was I was like a little more consistent was honestly during Master League, because I wanted the practice. But even then, it's not great practice because people are throwing bullshit out.
That's fair. Okay, well, I mean, it's good practice in the sense of like you can see how well a Pokemon does and how much it can take, how much you can output for that Pokemon's, you know, damage and stuff like that. That's how I see it as well.
Yeah.
I've done 1,945 battles this season.
1,900? Jesus. Let me see how many I've done, because I don't think Ash has probably done less than 150. I've done a decent amount. 1,200. It's not too bad.
You want to take a guess?
300.
675.
444.
Oh, we're in the middle. That's great. Yeah, I figure that's not bad. Actually, that is bad. That's horrible.
Hold on. I want to see something. Keep talking.
Keep talking.
But think about how much dust you've lost. How much dust have you gained this season?
1.4 million.
I've gained more from my my rocket battles than I did.
2,048,000 dust just this season.
I did 467,000.
So, and what's crazier, I have a better win rate this season than I did last.
Yeah,
that's sad. That is, there's no pressure. So I'm not putting that out there and worrying about it as much. Oh, and speaking of Dino, you were talking about having Dom's on Tuesday. We also will have Instinct Leader Spark on Saturday.
Oh, awesome.
So cool. He's going to make fun of me doing Master League.
Oh, because he likes Master League, right?
No, he said it's his worst league as well. But he's still going to make fun of me for it because I told him he needs to.
It's classic, so it should be okay.
Yeah. With as little as I played and really not caring all that much, running a 50% win rate, so I'm happy.
That's good. I mean, I do get Wildcat's perspective of like the whole like Stardust thing, because that's a lot of Stardust just to like pass by. I mean, if you don't have time to do it, it is what it is. You know, it's like it's not like the end of the world. It's not like you're missing
over
out on
a million dust positive after building multiple things this season still.
Yeah, so that tells you a lot. So it's pretty good. Like that's really good in that perspective. But overall, like I get both views just because like you're not really listening out on Elo. And he's also gaining dust in a different way. So it kind of evens out in that perspective.
Mm-hmm. So you'll get the three times Stardust for win rewards. And then that goes until the 24th, and then the 24th. To June 1st, you'll have Open Great League, Open Ultra, and Open Master for the last week in the season. Because Wildcat stepped away, Dino asked, do you feel like this has been like a really long, has it felt like a longer season?
It has, but I also think that's because of the time of year. typically the spring does drag a little for more than the rest of the year, because you're still going into that, at least in the, you know, northern part of the South, you're still going through four different seasons in a week. And some of those, you know, nights and days get real long and real short, and it just feels weird. Typically, summer feels a little quicker to me. So I think it's more, I don't think GBL is the reason it's felt like a long season. I think just in-game has actually felt like a long season.
Yeah. So this was one thing I was thinking about the other day, actually. You know, all season I've made the joke of calling it Practice Battle League. But honestly, it's not really so much a practice, because at least like I was saying in Master League, like, because there's no Elo, you know, there's no reason to really, I guess, try. I'm not going to say that people aren't trying, but I'm not going to say people are trying as much as they were last season. So, you know, you could get a decent, a kind of an idea, like Dina was saying, of like damage and stuff like that. But do you feel like this season is a disadvantage for newer players?
I don't think so. I think it's going to allow them to get their feet under them and understand how it works and the basics of battling. I will also say that it may be that way in Master League. I can tell you in Ultra League, every time it's come through, I have seen strict meta. Maybe one out of every 20 battles, I'll see someone running something random. But for the most part, Ultra League has been strict meta all season.
I think that's because of the, it's like that middle area.
And Great League has been like, mostly meta as well, I would say, Dino, wouldn't you? Would you agree that Great League you've seen most, I mean, you see a few random teams, but it's mostly meta.
I've seen a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, it's either weird stuff or straight meta or a little bit of like one random Pokemon. Honestly, you just don't know what to ever expect. And you can kind of see it like in a good or bad way, just because like it's kind of like gives you a way to figure out a different way to handle something like that that you've never faced. Also, that way you can see like, oh, how much that thing can do, or find out what moves a certain Pokemon has that you've never seen in your life. Which sometimes I forget, like, for example, like Kangaskhan, I always forget sometimes, like, the second move it has. I know it has Power Up Punch, but apart from that, I forget what the other charge move it has. So, like, I don't know, it could be useful for, like, a Sylph, I don't know, Cup, I don't know, or a meta where they just come up for Season 12. So it just really depends how you want to look at it. For newer players, I can see how it could be a little bit of a disadvantage, but in reality, like, you also have Sylph going on. I know there's a couple people, I know Wildcat, there was someone in Discord that was asking for help how to start with Sylph. So I guess in that perspective, like, there's ways to still help out the newer people.
Yeah, and I think too, the reason I say it's made it somewhat more approachable is without having everyone so focused on Elo, people that aren't as good aren't feeling like they're doing something wrong by not climbing. You know, literally anyone this season could pick up the game and get to rank 20. You have to do is play your sets.
Yeah, or another way I can see it as well is because when you're a new player and there's Elo, then you're kind of mauling or you're getting mad for that. So that's another thing, you can go over your games without getting upset that, you know, why you did this and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy the Master League part of it, since I'm trying, you know, to learn the meta and I'm building the Pokemon and stuff like that, that it's not affecting my Elo. But I do feel like sometimes some of my matches, I'm not really getting anything out of it, because like the last time I think I ran a set and people were running like the three shiny 10 CP ones, like just so they could get the Stardust.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, I mean, I get the win, but I mean, that was just a waste of my time.
That happens in a normal season as well. That people tank.
It does.
People it does. Do it. So
it's not as frequent as I was seeing it in Master League. I've seen a lot.
I also wonder if it's also just because you haven't been playing as much, so even though Elo's hidden, Elo's still in the background. I wonder if it's because your Elo, because you haven't played as much, is lower. So you're seeing more of a mix than you normally would. versus I'm almost at 512, or I'm almost completed the 512 wins. I'm over 1,000 wins on the season with over a 52% win rate. So my ELO is pretty, you know, it would be right around the 3,000 numbers based on a normal season. So am I seeing more meta because I'm actually still playing up in that area where people are taking it serious and using it to try to learn and test out lines for next season? Because I'll be honest, next week when Open Greatly comes back, I'll be taking that very serious because I need to test out and learn Arachnoquid very much. It's going to be an important thing to understand how to use, and I will be
how to defend
and how to defend, et cetera, et cetera. So I'll be taking that week extremely serious and trying to figure out a true line to put around it, because literally the Wednesday after that, we go live with another season.
What is that thing's biggest counter?
Skarmory's probably the one that would counter it the hardest. Altaria would also be pretty hard on it. So it has a few, let's see here. Officially, they're saying Bastiodon.
Bastiodon, yeah. For sure. 100%.
Nidoqueen, that's a flippable match, in my opinion.
Well, it's a Shadow. Yeah,
Shadow Nidoqueen. So I still think it's flippable. If you can get an energy lead and throw some bubbles. Mandibuzz, I can tell you for a fact it can beat Mandibuzz. Just go ask Speedy. I won that one. We were all shocked how much a Bugbuzz did to Mandibuzz. It did almost half.
Really?
Maybe about 40%, but it was somewhere up in that. Jellicent, once again, Jellicent's attack stat's not that high, and this thing is bulky. It could flip the matchup. And Stunfisk, we know for a fact it can flip that matchup. So, Altaria, yeah, go ahead.
So, what is this Pokemon's three biggest weaknesses?
Rock, Flying, Electric.
What's our community day on Saturday?
Alolan Geodude.
Which is?
Rock, Electric. I almost bet this loses to Alolan, or this beats Alolan Geodude.
It may outpace it with the Bubble Beam.
Or Golem, we should say.
Yeah, it would have to be Golem because it gets the thing, the move. But maybe see how... also check Graveler, because I think that'll be more play people will be using. But
so it does lose to Graveler, but it's flippable. It's a flippable match. If you had a slight energy lead, you're going to flip that because of the Bubble Beams.
What about Graveler?
That was Graveler.
That was Graveler.
Same thing with Golem. It beats in all Shield scenarios. But I get what Wildcat's saying. With Shield advantage, it could potentially flip matchups. But again, you can do that with literally any Pokemon.
I'm saying energy advantage. If you had a couple,
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you can almost do that with any Pokemon if you have energy advantage. So,
it'll lose in one and two Shield, with Geodude.
But
I think there, now that I'm putting it together, it makes sense why this is out. And then Geodude, I could see where someone can say this makes sense, this is the counter for that. How much does a Bubble Beam actually do to a Geodude? Or not to a Geodude, to a Golem. Because I know they're not a very bulky Pokemon.
Give me a minute. I gotta sim that out. Go ahead and talk while I'm doing that.
Yeah, I think it does maybe 22%, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it could be that. He can double check that. But
and then it's, what's the debuff? 22% damage to Geodude?
22% to Golem as well.
Okay, and 22 to Golem. And it's a one-stage debuff?
One-stage debuff thereafter.
So that would take Volt Switch, because Volt Switch is high damage, right?
It does 8% on it for every Volt Switch. Mm-hmm. 8.3%. So
okay,
it does, three of them adds up to, 20 yeah. plus damage, or percent of its health.
So it's a counter. I think in Open Great League, your most common counter is going to be either Skarmory or Bastiodon. Those are the two. So, which means you're looking to either pair it with a fighter or a pseudo fighter that isn't weak to flying. Maybe Obstagoon, for example.
Yeah, that would my be. Boy.
And I think what we've seen during the practice tournament, Arachnoid is also considered a safe swap. It's not something you're going to lead typically. You're going to keep it in the back. And the thing there is, typically Bastiodon's a lead. So you can typically avoid that. However, Skarmory's typically a swap. So, yeah, little thing to keep in mind there.
Uh-huh. You think we're going to see a drop-off of Walrein?
I thought we'd see a drop-off of Giratina, but for some reason we haven't, so probably not. People are still going to run what they're going to run, apparently.
I think that's different because Giratina can still put up a pretty decent fight against Walrein.
Yeah, but there's also 10 times more Charmers in Ultra than there used to be. Yeah. And typically people pair Walrein and Charmer together.
This is true. Like,
I am shocked Giratina is still a thing. I love seeing it. Please keep bringing Giratina. That's easy wins for me.
I like seeing it. It's just it's a good Pokemon for that league. So I don't think that's gonna go anywhere. Just like, you know, Azu, as much as people, you know, as things come out that counter it or whatever, you're still seeing Azumarill. You know, you're still seeing him everywhere. You know, Sableye right now I think is probably the safest. Because they don't ever put out new fairy stuff to really bother it.
We've had that conversation.
Yeah.
Do you think Fairy Wing comes out this next season?
Maybe.
What do you want Fairy Wing to be?
Counter.
So no, actually that's like in between like what everyone said. He mentioned.
I feel like Counter would be good.
He mentioned Snarl. Like Snarl. And then someone mentioned it, like, Confusion, was it?
Oh, God, no. Somebody mentioned Confusion. We all yelled at them for that. That was Artemis saying Confusion.
Psycho Cut?
Psycho Cut / Shadow Claw was the other thing that people were mentioning.
Hmm.
I think it has to be quick with high energy, because Charm is slow with low energy. I think you have to have it be the opposite spectrum.
But, I mean, you could get away with a counter clone. Because think about the Pokemon that are using it. They're bulky, so it doesn't... Most of them are pretty bulky when it gets into the range that they're best at.
Yeah, I just... I don't want a counter clone for it. I think Snarl or
Fury Cutter?
No, I think that's too fast. I think Shadow Claw Snarl is really where it's at. Because then you actually have a chance to throw off fairy charge moves. That's what you need to have, is you need to have something that's a fairy that can actually take advantage of its charge moves. Like, we don't fear Moonblast or Sylveon Moonblast because it takes about 6 months to get there. Could you imagine giving Sylveon Snarl and how many Moonblasts it can start throwing off as many Moonblasts as Cresselia does? That's a dangerous update then.
That would
now,
be,
I'm not saying they'll give that, but...
I feel like if you give that to, like, Granbull with how the moves that he has, because he can beat Ghost, Psychic, as well as Steel-type with the close combat that it has. So that's just another example how OP that Pokemon would be, because it would be a spam, like a Swampert, in a way.
But it's super classy, so it's a trade-off, so it's exactly like Swampert, actually.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, it works out, because that's what you want in that Pokemon. So it would be dangerous, for sure.
Yeah. So I was looking at a Pokemon that a lot of people have been talking about since regional, Alolan Ninetales. So Alolan Ninetales has Charm as one of its moves, and then it has Powder Snow. Both are used depending on team composition. Have you guys used a Charm?
Oh, absolutely. Ninetales?
It takes forever.
You don't bother running Dazzling Gleam on it because you're never going to get there.
Yeah. But even it takes a long time to get to that. Like when I see the charm come out, I know it's going to damage, but I know they're probably only going to get one weather ball off.
Maybe two if you're lucky.
I'm not going to see the back to back like I would see on a powder snow. So do you think maybe if they made it a powder snow?
I think powder snow and Shadow Claw are pretty similar. Let me look at that up real quick. I like that idea.
Powder Snow's a two turn. It does, let's see, what is it? 4 energy? per turn.
So, yeah. So, Powder Snow is 5 damage, 8 energy. Shadow Claw is 6 damage, 8 energy. So, they're pretty, and they're both 2 turns. So, either one. I think that's the sweet spot you need. It needs to be a 2-turn move with about 8 energy per. Let's see. What is Snarl? Snarl's 3 turns, but it's 5 damage, 13 energy. So I think Snarl may be 2 OP. I think you are looking closer to Powder Snow, Shadow Claw.
So counter is 2, it's 2 turns, 3.5 energy per turn.
Counter is 2 turns, 8 damage, 7 energy.
So that's all. What's the
I think they have to go closer to Powder Snow, Shadow Claw. Because of how oppressive Charm is as a fast move. You need something that's lower damage, higher energy for this, in my opinion.
I guess, yeah, that would make sense. Because what, Hex? Hex is the slower ghost move? Yeah.
I think it's like so a Snarl, right? I'm pretty sure it's like a 3-turn move.
Hex is 3 turns, 6 damage, 12 energy. Versus Shadow Claw is 6 damage still, but it's 8 energy in 2 turns. So it's a better energy per turn gain.
Yeah, I mean, that would be interesting. I would say let's see what the next couple after we get through regionals and worlds or, all that stuff. Then I think we're going to see rollouts of newer stuff.
So you think next season then. We're still not going to get a big move update or anything?
I don't think anything's going to, not until after London.
God, I hope you're wrong, but you're probably right.
I know. But, I mean, you have to think about advantage-wise, like, they're trying to make it, they're trying to give us Pokemon, but they're also trying not to, like you said, shake things up too much. Now, I think with the Water Spider, yes, that's a big shakeup because now you've just walled probably the third biggest Pokemon,
like probably the most used in the meta right now. The most used in regionals for sure, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, once again, this is being ran by Pokemon Plays as far as the actual competitive part of it. They've literally rotated out meta breaking TCG cards 2 weeks before Worlds. Because it is done on when release is. It does not matter what's happening, and release cycles are already determined. So it's not like it's unprecedented for them to shift the meta literally days before an event.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah. I think the what's it called? The Geodude Community Day was like, I guess, their way of trying to counter or balance it.
I'm going to be conspiracy theory and say Geodude was actually supposed to be April and Beware was supposed to be May, and when they decided to make it 3 hours, they said, let's flip this to soften the blow. Okay. Because if you remember, all the rumor mills that are typically correct had Geodude tagged as April, and then all of a sudden, last second, it got flipped up.
My electric squirrel just became really, really nice.
Emolga's a good counter, yeah. No, oh, Pachirisu? Not as good of a counter. But it's still good.
It's okay. I mean, it beats
it's
Azu, Jellicent, Walrein.
It does, but it's
Skarbry.
Does it beat Arachnoid because it's still taking neutral damage?
That's a good question.
So, let's see here. Battle. And Patchy.
It wrecks it in the one shields, I'll say that much.
It does beat it in the one shield.
Yep.
Badly.
In two shield, it still loses, but it's close.
It's not, yeah, I mean, it's close, but not as close as other matchups, but I still think it's a decent.
Yeah.
Because if it's XL,
it's a decent counter. Yeah, it's a decent counter. Yeah. I wouldn't say it's a great counter, but it's viable as a counter. The only problem is it still loses to a lot of the other meta.
Yeah. Well, okay, so like I'm looking at it right here. Now, the Azumarill is number 5 here with a battle rating of 665. So it's still over the 500. Skarmory, Jellicent, Walrein, Defense Deoxys, Azumarill. Those are your 5 key wins. It does lose to Umbreon, Bastiodon, Alolan Ninetales, Sableye, and Medicham. So it's like it picks up 5 wins that are meta, and then it loses five wins that are meta. Well, like the I think Skarmory and Umbreon are like probably in the same boat. I think the rest of them are maybe Skarmory and Bastiodon, because I saw a lot of I saw a few Umbreon.
As far as Open Great League, what we've seen at regionals, I do not remember seeing a single Bastiodon at all in Indy.
No, there wasn't. I didn't see any yet. Well, at least the ones that were up on stage. I don't remember seeing any.
Why?
Quad week.
Because it's such Quad a it's such a it hard. Big Pokemon.
There is fighters. There you also have Azu. And well, that's another thing I was very surprised at. I think not many people or none ran Hydro Pump.
And, oh, when you dropped the Hydro Pump on Lyle tonight, he was so angry.
He's like,
he better not be running Hydro Pump. He better not. I'm like, dude, you heard us talk about it on the show that you need to run Hydro Pump on Azu now.
And the funny thing is, I'm like, I was looking at his team like, I need Hydro Pump. So I'm like, come on, you should know. He was hoping, but I mean, come on. So you have fighters, you have Azu, you have G-Fisk. Trev would be okay against it as well.
Registeel.
So you have a lot of counters that are in one team, in almost every team.
And even Walrein can beat it if you bait correctly and land the Earthquake.
Yeah. But like the main ones are in almost every team. Even Sableye can do decent against it. But looking like Apache right now, I was just looking at that. And I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It does seem like it would be like a decent save swap. Even against like Bastiodon, Ninetales, Sableye, because it's not even, it's kind of semi close to the 500s. The only things that you probably have to completely worry about is Trevenant. Trevenant would definitely like wreck it. But besides that, I mean, I don't disagree. It could potentially be like a nice little pick that you bring. You know, just cover, you know, its weaknesses as well.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else? No.
I don't think so.
Is this the longest we've spent on this section in like 6 weeks?
Probably longer. Yeah,
I think. Yeah. I think what next week? Probably next week or the week after. Hold on. Let's see. Where are we?
Probably next week.
The 30th.
Well, unless if they drop it after we.
Oh man, I hope they don't do it on the 30th.
I think they are.
The 30th, it will probably be both in game season and GBL season, and that's going to be a flipping long show.
So June 1st to all of our listeners, maybe I'll split it up into two podcasts, so like two episodes, hours like it'll
each.
It'll be one recording for us, but we'll split it because that'll be a long ass episode.
My guess is they even if they drop it early, what they'll do is they'll drop it on like the 19th for GBL, or I'm sorry, the 26th for GBL, and then drop the season on the 30th.
Oh, it's gonna be a long day.
Do we just go ahead and say bite the bullet and say that instead of doing the 6th as our next live, we do the 30th as the next live? And if we have to suffer for a 5-hour show, our Twitch followers need to.
Yeah,
seems about right.
Yeah, I think that's. Let's just say if all the information comes out on the 30th for next season GBL and everything, expect us to do a live episode on the 30th. So just put that as a tentative on your calendar, pencil it in, don't write it in ink. You know, if not, it'll be the 6th.
And that works out because we canceled June 4th stream due to GoFest. So that actually would work out that week. It still give us our same number of streams as we normally have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So let's have some fun here. Let's go ahead and we haven't done this in a while. Let's do Fact or Crap. Wildcat, you ready?
I'm rich, bitch!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Here comes the money.
That was the wrong song. Sure, that was not done on purpose. 7 million.
That was the wrong song. And I can't find yours now.
You thought that was the song.
That's how long it's been.
Oh, you didn't know? You ask me to call somebody!
Before you start, Matthew, I'm just giving you a heads up. that's gonna get blocked. That may not be in the YouTube. That song may not be in the YouTube there.
Yeah,
just because of the DX stuff.
Yeah, that's.
But it is what it
that,
is.
And that has other bass music behind it. Yeah, that one's gonna get struck real quick.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, let's
okay.
go. I'm ready.
So let's jump into one that I bet Dino isn't going to know because he hasn't played it. No Pokemon in Pokemon Legends Arceus has abilities. Fact or crapped, Astro?
Do you want to let Dino answer first?
Go ahead, Dino. Go ahead.
Because he'll probably, maybe he'll just say what I say.
Crap.
Astro?
It's fact.
It is actually crap.
Ha! Nope.
Regigigas.
No Pokemon that I've had.
Regigigas. When joining battle,
where's Regigigas?
Has the ability Slow Start Steel.
Where?
Additionally,
get that
during the post game missions, Hisuian Zeraora shows his imposter ability by imitating a Snorlax or a Munchlax.
Post game, can you get Regigigas pre game? Like, and the actual during? Okay, so technically,
it's not technically, it's crap. It is part of the game. It's part of the actual story still. It's just post-game story.
Ha.
Okay. Number two. No.
Someone back me
no
up.
No Pokemon.
Someone back me up.
is weak to fire, water, and grass. Astro. Fact or crap?
Say it again?
No Pokemon is weak to all three. Fire, water, and grass. And this one actually came from one of our Patreons, Greninja Muffin, sent this one to me.
Fire, grass.
So a single Pokemon is weak to all three things.
A single one is weak to all
fact three. Or crap. Giant Man. Long pause.
I wanna say, I know, that's so terrible for a podcast. I'm gonna go with crap, but I have a feeling it's gonna be a
Dino, fact or crap.
I'm not sure either, but since he said crap, I'm going to go with fact.
This is a crap.
Oh, yeah.
One family of Pokemon is actually weak to all three. Do you guys have any clue what it is?
No.
I'll give you the typing. Go ahead.
Like family as in the first stage.
And stage, third stage.
Third stage. Okay. So one is weak
all
to
three. No, all three of them are weak to the same, all three types.
Wait, what? Okay.
I thought
yeah,
you,
wasn't
wait,
the question
I thought you
that?
Said there is a one.
So, Swinub's family is weak to fire, water, and grass. Ground, ice
so it
is weak to grass, fire, and water.
So then Dean, you
no,
got
no,
it
No, it's
right.
a crap. I said no Pokemon is weak to all three.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, like I'm trying to get
him. I was like, I didn't get it.
So we are tied one all.
Wow.
See, the whole time, if we were actually thinking the question correctly, I would have gotten it right. Damn it.
You gotta listen. Okay. No Pokemon has an evolution that is dependent upon weather. Dino, fact or crap?
Wait, say that again?
No Pokemon has an evolution dependent upon weather. Fact or crap?
Crap.
Astro?
So no Pokemon, meaning there's not a single Pokemon
yes.
in the Pokemon world. That's crap.
It is crap. What Pokemon do you have to have a specific weather condition to evolve?
Isn't it
in any, like any, or is it in
main
series?
It's main series, but technically you get an item in Go to make it happen. Or you can use a natural weather event in Go as well to evolve this Pokemon.
I know. Isn't there that dragon?
Gudra?
Gudra. Evolving Sligoo into Gudra requires rainy weather in both Pokemon Go and main series. It is the only weather-dependent Pokemon evolution. Okay. Every Pokemon can learn at least one normal-type move. Fact or crap, Astro?
Man. See, this is where I lose, because I'm only thinking Pokemon Go moves. I'm going to say fact, because a lot of the stuff I've caught in Arceus has Tackle.
Dino,
so...
fact or crap?
I was gonna say fact too.
This is a crap.
What?
Huh.
One Pokemon cannot learn a normal type move. Do you guys have a clue what it is?
No idea.
Huh.
Mm-mm. This was actually in roundtable chat on. Thank you guys for the question.
I don't know. Is it
a, it's a Gen 1 Pokemon. It's
Heracross? Butterfree?
It is a Bug-type Gen 1 Pokemon.
Bug-type Gen 1.
I'm clueless. I have no idea.
Weedle!
Hold on.
It learns Poison Sting and String Shot. It cannot learn a normal-type move until it evolves into Kakuna, and then it learns Harden. Meanwhile, Caterpie does learn the move Tackle in the main series. So Weedle is the only Pokemon in all of the games that cannot learn a normal-type move. So that one came directly from Roundtable Chatong this week. So thank you guys for that one. Okay, last but not least, we're tied at 2 each.
Okay.
Ho-Ho is said to be the ancient ancestor of all bird Pokemon. Fact or crap, Demio?
Fact.
Astro.
It's the ancestor?
To all bird Pokemon.
It's like the head. Like, fact.
This is a crap.
It was
Archon, according to his Pokedex, is actually the ancestral bird to, or ancestral Pokemon to all bird types.
The ugly one that looks like it.
It's a fossil, y'all. Think about it.
What about Aerodactyl?
According to its Pokedex entry, it's Archon.
I'd rather be Aerodactyl. Interesting. But I understand.
So we got a tie, so 2-2. Did you guys also not pick up on something there?
Apparently not.
All five were crap. I promised you I'd do it 1 week, and you didn't even catch on.
Nope.
All five.
So I guess we got to try to tie break here.
Tie break.
The first three Pokemon ever created were Rhydon, Clefairy, and Lapras. Fact or crap, Dino?
What was the first one?
Rhydon, Clefairy, Lapras.
I'm going to go with fact.
Astro.
I want to say fact because I believe there was something about Clefairy supposed to be Ash's like person, but the Rhydon one sounds fishy to me. So I'm going to say crap.
This is fact. Dino Rhydon was actually the very first Pokemon created.
Really?
And it's also the reason it's the statue in all the gyms.
That is
strange. If you ever pay attention, there's a Rhydon statue in every single gym.
Isn't the move Substitute also look like a Rhydon?
It does. Similar. It's similar to the Rhydon
Sprite. Yeah, it looks like it, right? Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. Interesting. I see. I remembered that the what's it called?
But when they were designing, the anime did not come into contention until well after the initial Pokemon design, sir. But I give you credit for thinking that way.
All right. Well, congratulations, Dino.
I promised you guys I would give you all craps one day.
You win again.
Yeah, so, seems about right.
So at this point, I will say, if our listeners have some craps and facts they would like to send my way, I am more than happy because I'm down to like 3 left before I have to go do a lot more research. So hit me up on Twitter, on Discord, wherever. Let Matthew know. And it can be a fact or a crap. It doesn't have to be true all the time. Has been proven tonight. I can get it over with them with just doing crap.
Cool. All right. I would play the music again, but then I'd have to play the music and then play the question and answer right after.
Yeah, I think it's good to go into questions and answers.
And then it would be a lot on Matthew. He would have to try and make two counters for the copyright thing. So we'll just leave it. And he'll just do an a cappella version of it. All right, questions and answers.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay. First one comes from somebody who hasn't... Did he miss 2 weeks in a row?
I think it's actually 3.
3 weeks?
I think so.
And he's coming back with a vengeance.
Okay. Is it a vengeance or is it just back to his normal level?
Yeah. And I feel like he just wanted to write these questions to me.
It does seem like it, yeah.
So, from King Tom, first one, could we set up special tournament throughout the year like WWE, like January's Royal Rumble, Open Great League, one loss, you're out. Winner at the end gets a guaranteed title shot at any belt in March for WrestleMania. WrestleMania, all belts on the line. Money in the Bank, all people without a belt in a tournament to get a shot at a quote-unquote briefcase with a guaranteed title shot and call out anytime. An Extreme Rules, Wild Ass Cup with Extreme Rules, Summer Slam, Goodbye to Summer events, summer-themed Pokemon, and then Survivor Series, a team PvP type battle.
Can we just say standby? Let's just say standby. Yeah,
standby. Standby. I think we're kind of giving you guys a little taste of where we're going with this heavyweight thing, but just standby. It'll be fun. I'm excited for it.
That is if Steve will ever actually, get the bot working again. Come on, man. Yeah.
Well, luckily, I mean, at the Battle of the Belt, I haven't had. The only thing we used it for was just the timers.
And a couple disputes, so, I think, throughout, but nothing too much.
Yeah, nothing too much. Next one. Other than Pokemon, what is your favorite video game franchise? Let's go Dino first.
I lost my notes here. Professional.
You took notes on what your favorite video game
was? The actual notes that we have. I don't know.
What is your favorite video game?
I kind of want to say, we're not going, obviously, Pokemon related. Halo. Mm-hmm. I like Halo.
Okay.
Used to love me some Halo.
Yeah, I almost went to do like the whole professional thing, but it just, I wasn't.
Oh God, it's, yeah. I competed in a couple tournaments when I was younger, and it did not go well.
I can't jump. I can't jump and shoot.
You can't jump and shoot? What?
So I convinced my wife to play with me once in college, and somehow she sniped herself. Technically, should not be possible part of game physics, but she did it.
I would always blow myself up. Or
that sounds like my brother.
Yeah, it was right. But I appreciate her. She tried for me, and it was a lot of laughter for it. I would say Zelda, maybe? I don't know that. I also, I'm a huge sports fan, sports game fan. Like, I love Madden. I love the NBA 2K. I love FIFA. But if you said a single, specific franchise, I think Zelda's probably going to take the win. What about you, Astro?
So it was one, but they stopped it, sadly. So it used to be NCAA football. Used to be my favorite.
It's coming back this year.
At one point, yeah. Well, we'll see if it's as good as it was before. At one point, it was the only game I had for the Xbox because it was the only game I would play. Because me and my friends would do the franchise or the, I guess it's franchise mode, whatever it was called.
Dynasty mode.
Dynasty. We'd create our coach. We'd join. We'd start at like, I would go like to Tulsa or something like that. And then work my way up. I ended a lot of times, don't hate me, in Oklahoma. I always was ending up kicking out, was it Bob Stoops?
Bob Stoops, yeah.
I always ended up kicking him out of his coaching
job. I turned Kentucky into like an 8-year running power team, like just absolutely. Yeah. I will say I gave my wife crap for sniping herself in Halo. She can kick my ass at NCAA football. Like, she is good at that game. So
that was, I was, I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn. I was really, it was like one game I was actually really, really good at. But then they stopped, and then Uncharted. I played the first Uncharted game and I was hooked.
It's the only reason I've ever considered getting a PlayStation.
It's the only reason I bought a PlayStation, and then once I finished it, and I knew that they weren't doing anymore.
Did you watch the movie?
Like, it was done. I haven't. I'm still on the fence. I don't know if I want to see it.
I'm going to see it at some point. That's for certain. I just don't know when.
I know. I just don't want. I don't. The story of those games are so good, and I know that they try like they took some of the story parts from, I think, three.
I think it was three, if I remember correctly.
So we'll see. I don't mind Tom Holland. I'm just gonna, it's just gonna be hard to like not think of him as Spider-Man.
I also really do enjoy Mark Wahlberg as an actor. He's really good in most of his things.
I like Mark Wahlberg. I think he's better in comedies with Will Ferrell.
Daddy's Home. Guys. Oh my god, I love that movie. Both of them.
Those are good. So that took over. Let's see. Next one. Early prediction for Super Bowl next year, now that the draft has concluded. I'm just going to say Tampa because it's my team, so I'm Tampa.
I don't think the Rams make it back again. I don't want to say Tampa, but Tom Brady came back for one more shot, so maybe Tampa. And unfortunately, I know you don't want to hear this, Tom, but the Bengals probably are not making it back again. Matthew's riding the Detroit Lions, and apparently we've got to get him removed from the show because he's smoking something.
Dino, you're going Tampa.
Yeah, sure. Florida. Yeah.
Well, it's not the Dolphins. No.
All I know is that they're not good, so I'm not going to go Dolphins. Wait, didn't they get someone apparently?
They're still not good.
I don't know who they got, but that's all I saw. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Didn't they get, they got Tua, right?
I don't know. It was a big deal, apparently.
Hurt or something and not playing?
He played, and then he didn't play, and then apparently they tried to tell their coach to tank, and he said no, and then they fired him, and then he sued the NFL for racist issues, and Miami's a mess. Let's be honest. Miami's a complete mess.
Sounds about right.
At one point, apparently Tom Brady was trying to go to Miami, and then all this came out with what happened with the coach, and he was like, I'm going back to Tampa. Sorry.
I'm out. I'll stay where I am. Next one, does Team Skull have a place in Pogo like Team Rocket, who doesn't need a shot at more shadow Pokemon? Maybe they alternate day and night each week and finally give the folks that play late at night a shot at 12k eggs. I like that. But I don't know if I would want Team Skull. I kind of want them to bring in Aqua and Magma really bad. I feel like they're my favorite bad
people. I was going to say, I really don't have that much experience with like Team Skull, like especially like in main series games. So I don't know how it really they are.
It was Sword and Shield, right?
I didn't play that. Or whatever.
Sword and Shield was Team Yell. Skull was Alola.
Okay.
So Sun and Moon.
Sun and Moon. Oh, I'm getting it. Yes.
I mean, I like his idea of alternating stuff, but I don't know about like Team Skull being like the main one to alternate with.
Yeah. I would say if they did that, I would say like an Aqua Magma, that would make a little more sense.
Yeah, I think you would have to go to some of the older generations first. I think I actually don't know. Like, I know a lot of people like Team Skull, but I don't know if it has that kind of following like a Team Rocket. Because even, let's be frankly honest, Ultra Sun and Moon still had Team Skull, but then they brought back Team Rainbow Rocket as part of the post game for that. Yeah. Like, even they realized, like, okay, this is cool, but Rocket's where our money's at.
Yeah. Yeah, no matter what the extra group.
Ooh, I will actually say, always... I think it's a hard no on them now that I think about it. They already gave us Gladion's outfit, and Gladion, wasn't he the leader of Team Skull? Sort of kind of a not want to be a leader, but was a leader?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't remember that. You'll have to double check on. But I do like
Guzma was the leader. Idea. Never mind. So they could still do that. Okay.
I do like the idea of being able to do like the late night. The grunts are still there every once in a while. It's not as much. But yeah, the leaders, I feel like the leaders stop at like, what, 7?
9 or 10 p.m. actually, I believe.
9 or 10? Because I've had a radar since like 4, and I haven't got a single, like, I haven't even gotten a balloon. I guess maybe I'll turn, I should get a balloon now, right?
Midnight. So you got about a half hour. Hey, we're pre-midnight already, y'all. Come on, look at here.
Yeah. Next one. So this one, I guess, is, well, Wildcat may be able to answer this one. So Paul Heyman was/is the best with
Undertaker.
Blank.
Is there any other answer? He played Paul Bearer as part of the Undertaker.
but it's not Paul Heyman. So it's two different
yes
people.
Yes and no. Like, come on.
Because he can no. So Paul Heyman was the best. Obvious. My personal opinion with Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, if you're going to make me go when he's actually himself, it's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
but it's still the same the best, one.
It's two different people. It's two different people in wrestling
it
world.
Is. You're it is right.
Two,
but...
totally different people.
That may change my answer.
Just like Jimmy Hart in WWE is not the same as Jimmy Hart in WWF.
Yeah, you're right.
He's had the same name, but he was two different characters. He's still obnoxious, but he's still hysterical. But yeah, Paul Bearer is probably my favorite non-in-ring.
See, if I was counting him and Heyman together, so but the other one I was going to throw out, Mr. Fuji. I loved Mr. Fuji.
That was fun. Jimmy Hart was fun too.
Jimmy Hart was
just,
as well.
He was very much his time.
Let's be honest, Mr. Fuji was as well. I don't think Mr. Fuji would work anymore, but at the time,
if you didn't follow wrestling and then you turned it on and you saw Jimmy Hart, you'd be like, what the fuck is that? But you know, at the time, I mean, you were a big wrestler, you had Jimmy Hart walking you out.
Would you say so. Stephanie McMahon? I think she would be considered in this as well, even though she did a little wrestling, she was more known for being on the side.
She's listed as talent.
Okay.
So you can't list her as non-ring performer.
$1 million? Was he, because he played both roles as well. Is he listed as talent officially?
Ted DiBiase. Yeah, I think he's listed as talent.
Because I'm trying to think through some of the old ones that I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely Paul Bearer. If you go the route of saying you cannot include, Paul Heyman and Paul Bearer together.
Those are some of
them.
Other
than that, Mr. Fuji.
It says Roman Reigns. Next, last one from Tom. Roman Reigns always has on fresh shoes, which he does. He's got sick shoe game. What is your favorite shoe of all time? Dino. He was playing GBL.
You're talking about wrestling, so I'm like...
we're talking about shoes. What are you talking about?
What is your favorite shoe of all time?
I didn't even know that this guy has fresh shoes. Like, so to me,
he's got a legit shoe game.
What is your favorite shoe? I mean, I'm not really good with shoes. I just always have Vans. So
okay, so yeah, Vans.
That's it.
Is there a specific Van? Are you slip on? Are you classic?
Nah, classic. Authentic. That's it. Always Vans. So.
Well, okay.
I typically just wear Nike or New Balance, whatever fits my giant foot.
Okay. I was, like a Vans authentic for pretty much most of my life. But over the past couple years, Adidas NMDs are legit the best shoe that's ever been made. I have like really flat, wide feet. So wearing Vans like hurt. Like I'd wear Vans when I worked at Hot Topic and be on my feet for 12 hours and it'd be hell. If you can find them in your size, try them on. You won't be disappointed. Great shoe.
Yeah, you're way over my head.
Actually, for Father's Day, I asked my wife they have a limited release of these camo ones. And I asked her for those, so she got them for me for Father's Day.
Nice.
Pretty psyched. But I can't wear them.
You can't wear it until you actually...
I can see. They came in today. And she made me try them on just in case they had to return it. But then she's like, nope, that's it.
You got a little tease.
It's such a tease. So, all right. Next question from Frost Benny. Why do you think that they got rid of the buy on the Bulbasaur sticker?
No idea.
Because it's one of those things that TCPI is like, this seems too mean. You can't do that. That's my only...
But wasn't it their sticker to begin with?
No, it did not have buy on it originally, I think, from TCPI.
Where did those stickers... Where were they from?
I think they were actual stickers. Like, at some point, they sold in like the Pokemon Center, if I remember correctly. But I love the buy Bulbasaur sticker, even though I never put stickers on gifts, but that's besides the point.
Yeah. They were cheesy. And Do you remember when they first came out and people thought when you sent it, you had a better shot of getting lucky friends with that person?
Oh, yeah. Just like if you buy something from the in-game shop, you're more likely to get a shiny Pokemon.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Next one from La Fleur. Anyone else dream of catching that shiny you really want only to wake up and realize it was just a dream? No? Only him?
I think, yeah. No.
I've done it before.
I've had when I woke up, I'm like, fuck, no, it's not true.
Yeah.
That's how you know you're...
Yeah, I was going to say that. I'm like, am I the only one? Am I a nerd? Like, I'm glad.
Next one comes from Arnulfo. I know, I'm super... It's so terrible.
You should ask your wife.
I should ask my wife to say it.
Like, don't even tell her. Yeah. Say this name.
Maybe I should get her to just record it and then make it a sound clip. So every time I have to say his name, I'll just play her saying
it. Do it.
We'll see. Do y'all eat ice cream? How it was meant to be eaten in, or how the way it was meant to be eaten, or in a cup. So I'm assuming he means in a cone.
That's what I was going to say. I think he means in a cone.
I don't. Well, okay. So if I do, and I take like three lactate pills, I prefer it in a cup.
I eat mine in a cup because that's what it comes in, because I order special keto ice creams.
I mean, it's less of a mess, let's be honest.
Beat a good waffle cone.
I was going to say that. Like, I like the ones that have the little chocolate in the bottom. Like, those are the best ones. At like the end, you're just like, you get the
drumsticks?
Best.
Are you talking about drumsticks?
Yes. Yeah. I love those.
I mean, a cake cone, a good old-fashioned cake cone is
yeah,
good.
Now we're not talking about like ones for like from like McDonald's. I feel like those cones that they have in McDonald's, I don't know.
Oh,
like
yeah,
so
those
much.
Are those are awful.
Yeah. You want like those good ones.
Good ones. Next one. Excuse me. If I should have muted myself during
rude.
Yeah. if a Pokemon berries were real, what would be your favorite?
How many are there? Like five?
Raz? Well, there's technically only three. There's silver and gold versions. There's raspberry, pineapp, and nabnabs. Now, if you want to add in the main series, there's like 67 of them.
No. We said Pokemon Go.
And then you got like the cherry ones. I'm not a big fruit person. I'm a vegetable person. But if I had to pick one, it would be the pineapp because I like.
I was going to say
exactly what I was going to say. That's the only correct answer.
Yeah, I like pineapples too.
The thing that's funny though is you could put the Raz, pineapp, and nabberry in a smoothie and make a really good smoothie.
You could, but is the nabnab a banana or could it be a plantain?
It doesn't look like it's.
It's a not
plantain.
Long enough.
It doesn't look
or,
hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely
better. I'm like, God, probably it was like, getting that direction.
I was wondering if he was going to play the sound, and I had to go with it.
No, I was thinking, well, I mean, it's definitely like the pink banana.
That took you too long to think of. Sorry. You've lost.
Sorry. I lost it. I tried. I wasn't, yeah. I was thinking of something while you were saying it, and then I was like, fuck, I missed it. Okay, next one, Bugs Math. I have a rank 23 Sea King with all three legacy moves. I caught a rank 13 Goldeen. Is it worth the elite TMs to build the second one? Now, he also gives arguments for and a very good breakdown from Matthew. I'm assuming this is our Matthew, because it says Matthew Breaker. So, his argument for, one, it's slightly better than what I have, although I'm not sure if it reaches any breakpoints. Two, I could use the second one with the anywhere moveset, waterfall instead of poison jab. Against, uses two or three elite TMs. So now, this comes from our executive producer here. It's the Matthew Raker breakdown. Get it? It was good. That was a good joke. I thought that was a good joke. That was good. Didn't
Matthew, I'm the punny 13... one around here. Don't you do it again.
He's trying to take over.
Rank 13 Sea King is either 1-14-11 or 1-14-12. No stat difference between the two. Rank 23 Sea King is either 0-12-15 or 0-12-14. No stat difference between the two. A rank 13 would be 0.7 less attack, 0.7 less defense, and 2 more HP. The rank 23 beats the rank 13. No breakpoint or bulk point really make a difference unless the battle is against a rank 1. Final opinion, send the rank 13 piece of sushi into the candy grinder unless you want to build a non-legacy Sea King for certain Sylph metas.
Fully agree with Matthew's breakdown.
Yep. Yeah. Really good.
Dino, I have a request because that explanation just...
I was like...
tip of the week. Can you go over breakpoints?
Oh,
because I have no idea what the hell a breakpoint is.
I think someone else can teach me that because I still like I know like the basis of it. Like I'm not like an expert on it, but it's something really complex for sure. That's more like of a not so much of a beginner tip of the week, but I mean I can definitely look into it one of the weeks that I do it for sure.
Because this right here, like, I can read it and sound like I know what I'm talking about, but, like, when we start getting into, like, the 0.7 less and 2 more and then how the rank 23 beats 13 and it, yeah, I'm lost. Like, I would be like, oh, rank 13 is going to beat rank 23 because it's higher up.
Yeah, I mean, we can definitely, you know, look into it. It would take a lot of time to do it, for sure.
No, we want it next week.
Wait, aren't you next week?
No, we're just maybe.
No, it's definitely in top 10 Astro next week.
Yeah, get out of here with that.
Oh, since it is a top 10, and I'm going to give you guys a week, if you have ideas or you want me to do a top 10 on something specific, let me know so that I don't reuse one, because I think I was told I reused wrestlers. So we'll see. Next one from Clifford Mert: should Niantic do something about defitters, or should I start defitting too? Defitters are obtaining level 50 legendaries that shouldn't really even be available to anyone yet. Kyogre, Groudon, Zarude, etc. It would take a little more than 3,000 kilometers with a Poffin to walk one to level 50. Wow, that's crazy. The average player walks in a 2 to 3 year. The average player walks this in 2 to 3 years, while defitters are doing it in 15 days. Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. Defitters are also obtaining level 50 legendaries at fractions of the cost and effort compared to the rest of us at around $30 to $60 and a couple dozen hours a piece. Also, I was joking, I would never defit. So
that's an insane difference, like 15
and
days.
And this is the second time we've had this question brought up.
Actually, maybe third time, right? Now that I'm thinking about it.
I looked into this. So this is Defit is a Android only app. It's not available for iPhones. And basically what it is it's marketed as a way to trick your phone into like basically step counting. Like basically you're hacking your pedometer. That like people it there the way they market it is for people who are trying to do like walking competitions with their friends, I guess. But in there, they do mention Pokemon Go. There's actually, I think there's a picture of it in there. So it's real. I don't know how it works. Maybe we can get someone to like show us.
I kind of don't even want to do that. Like,
I mean, just, I guess,
if you want to know how it works,
I wouldn't want to put somebody in that position.
Go look at a YouTube video.
I wish we could have like a tester, someone who could test it or see what it is. And because that's insane.
I could do it on my alt technically, cause it's not even level 40 yet, but yeah. I don't want to do that even.
Like, I would just want to see like the average. And I know we discussed many months ago about swings.
Yeah, that week I took like off, that. And then all of a sudden I come back and I'm just like, why is everyone so angry with you guys?
Yeah. I remember that I have a swing, because I totally forgot I even had it. I even got like 10 kilometers out of it, let alone 3,000.
Yeah, it's overly cheaty, and it sucks. I don't think it affects great in Ultra League as much, but I can imagine this is a huge issue in Master League.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, okay, so right now, my Tapu Bulu, I best buddied it. I'm out of XL candy, and I'm out of regular candy. I'm into the XL part of it, and I'm out. Like, I got nothing. It would take me forever to walk that thing to get it to max out at level 50. Like, I just realized it's not, I'm going to do other ones. Like, I moved on to another Pokemon to best buddy, because it's close to impossible. I mean, if he's right, 2 to 3 years on an average account versus someone taking 15 days.
Matthew is telling us there is a cutoff to Adventure Sync, though, from what you can get is 50 kilometers a day.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's a new thing they've had in here, or if that's something that, you know, maybe is their answer to try to stop defitting. But that, I think that's about the only thing they can really do to it, unfortunately.
Yeah. Ay. I mean, that's crazy.
What would be his main question is like, should Niantic do something? Like, what can they even do?
I think limiting what you can get on Adventure Sync daily, which sucks.
Like a normal, like a normal human, like, limit, I would say. Like, I mean, unless if you're like, I don't know,
Forrest Gump.
Yeah, or I don't know.
Or like, a factory worker, let's be honest. Like, if you work at an Amazon, I know people that work at Amazon that put in literally 20 to 30 to 40 kilometers a day easily.
Or valeting. I mean, yep. I guess those people too. But like, I don't think anybody would, I don't know, go walking and running for more than 6 hours a day. Maybe.
That's, I mean, you could put that in, like, if you went to Disney.
Okay.
I mean, how much did?
Yes.
25.
Yeah, Matthew said he does typically 25 kilometers a day. So, I mean, it's possible to hit, but at the same time, you have to put some type of cap. Maybe set it to where you can only earn, specifically for legendaries, no more than 1 XL candy a day or something is the only real way to discourage it. But then the people that are hardcore walking, like a Matthew, why should they be punished for doing it legitimately?
Yeah. Well, I know Chris from GoCast, like, dude hatches eggs like nobody's business. So he's putting in, I think he's hitting, what, the 100? He's hit the 100 kilometers every week, right? So why does he get penalized because, you know, Joe Schmo decided he didn't want to walk and just use that?
Yeah, I don't know. Is there a way to kind of like limit something like the app itself?
There's absolutely ways, but the problem is DFIT is taking advantage of a backdoor in Android's actual coding. So it's not a Niantic can patch this out. Android would have to patch it out.
Yeah. That's why it's not available on Apple, because Apple has more restrictions when it comes to that kind of stuff. Yeah. And then also, like, honestly, with what Wildcat has said about how Pokemon Play is about this stuff, like, the all the person's going to say is prove that I didn't walk that.
I mean, I've been in a raid where I've had someone it literally showed me they walked 300 kilometers in the last day, and I'm like, bull crap.
Yeah, there's like, yeah, that way you can check too. Like, if you're in a raid with them, then you can tell.
Yeah.
It sucks, and I feel bad for those Master League players, but I think the only thing they could do is implement a cap on candy per day and make it to where it's not as beneficial to do that. But then again, you're punishing your other players as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Next one from Matsuflex. What is your favorite
quality of life?
Quality of life update. When I read this earlier, I had it, and then now I forgot it. Update in Pogo so far, and why? And if I'm going to read them both because we can knock them both out. If you could add a quality of life update yourself, what would it be? And it can't be the ready start button in raids.
This is easy. Mass power up.
Go.
Being able to, like, when I can take it from level 1 to level 40 in one click, that is the best thing they've ever done. Because if you remember, you used to have to click power up, accept, accept.
I mean, also mass transfer.
Mass transfer is another one. The one I would love to see them add, allow me to decrease the CP of a Pokemon.
They would obviously cost you dust.
So, like, if I accidentally went over one.
Now you can't decrease a wild Pokemon CP down to something, but if I powered something up, allow me to not get my resources back for undoing it, but allow me to undo that overpower up.
Or if your kid goes on your phone and powers up your Pokemon.
Or if you get drunk and power up a Pokemon but then again, like I said, you don't get your dust back. This is not a refund. I meant to power this up to $14.99 and I powered it up to $15.21 by accident. Let me roll it back a half level.
I think that's interesting. What's your favorite update that you liked so far?
I think I really like the feature when you go to evolve the Pokemon, it tells you if it's gonna max out over a certain CP.
That's really good.
Because sometimes I don't have my Pokegenie running or something, so like it won't tell me. Like, I like that. I actually wish that Niantic would get with the people that do Pokegenie and somehow try and maybe buy them or combined it. Because that's one thing I do miss about my Android. Is how the Pokegenie app works on Android versus iPhone.
The overlay button where you iPhone, just get to click it. Oof.
It's a broad, yeah. That one you could leave it on as you're playing. This one, it's like it runs as a broadcast. So it's a little more annoying. But I like that. And the one thing that I really wish quality of life is put a little more distance between power up and add a second move. Like, give me a little more distance between the two, because the other day I second moved something that I was trying. Oh no, it's evolve. It was evolve. I was trying to evolve a water Pokemon. I know what it was. I was trying to evolve a Staryu to a Starmie for one of the tasks, and I added a second move on accident, and I thought
seems like a big time you issue here.
Well, no, it still gives you the same. It still gives you the same like warning that you would click OK. Like, when you sit there, when you go to evolve something, are you reading what the pop up comes up?
No, but I can say I've never had this issue before. So this is
really never. You know what's funny? It's not just me, because Daniel, Zaniri, he said he did that, I think, with Mewtwo or with a legendary. He did something with a legendary, and it was like 100,000. It was the 100,000 dust and 100 candy, because he hit this add a second move instead of whatever, a power up or whatever. just give me a little, put something in between so that it's a little farther away from that button.
That's fair. That's fair. Okay. Yeah. Dinya?
I mean, not so much, I guess. I would say just probably, I'm going to go with GBL. I don't know if that considers a quality of life update with, like, the practice. But that's the only thing, like, I just want. This is just, like, some practice without affecting ELO, at least for, you know, when ELO comes back.
Yeah, that's a quality of life. Yeah. Next one from Fish on a Heater. Which former U.S. president would make the best Pokemon Go trainer?
Dinya?
I'm gonna go with Obama. You know, we got thanks Obama. So it just, you know, it seems like he'll be a good Pokemon Go player. Oh,
I feel like he'd be the only one who understands.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I feel like the rest of them would just be like, what are they saying?
See, you guys are missing our youngest president, JFK Kennedy. He would be the only one young enough to get it.
Well, Kennedy, yeah, Kennedy would have been,
and he was into some crazy crap.
Because yeah, he was understood things a little better.
But if not, it would go to the polls. Oh god, that was so painful. Oof, that was rough. Oof.
Next one from Angry Bunny Man. Are you a move counter to switch / catch, or do you use intuition, just go by the feel when to switch? So are you a Jedi or are you a mathematician? That's the way I put it.
So that's kind of lame now. I feel like I'm a nerd now. Now that you mentioned,
why?
I count, like,
because you want to be a Jedi.
I want to be a Jedi.
Jedi, listen, the Jedi is very dangerous. But I think path,
if I'm not mistaken, I do recall Wildcat mentioning that he did lose a match because of the timing or something like that earlier.
Yeah, that was a lag issue. That was a desync issue, though.
Yeah,
but I will say I'm closer to the Jedi side because I don't actually count individual moves. I count amount of time that's passing. However, counting individual moves can get you in some trouble if you really are trying to, because then people know, oh, they're only win cons to catch. Let me throw one extra powder snow. And then
it's the mind games. It's the mind games.
So I think in some ways, is actually, as far as trying to catch, you're better off not trying to be a mathematician.
I think I do both.
It depends on the day.
Well, it just depends on the situation. Okay, especially now with, like, all the, like, the Raichus and Magnezones and Firefly with the Wild Charge. I know when they get to, it's three, I think, volt three switches. Three volt
switches,
to Wild Charge. So I know if they throw it after a second volt switch, it's going to be Brick Break. At least for Raichu in this one. If it's three and they still haven't thrown a charge move, I know that they're going six, and they're going to build up two wild charges, throw one and dip, either throw one and dip out, or throw two and dip out. So what I do is I'll try and make sure that I have a charge move saved, so that after they throw that first wild charge and I shield it, I can throw mine before they get that second one off, so that either they have to waste the shield or they eat it on a defense debuff.
Fair.
But that's really, like, the only time. There was, like, one really good catch in I forget what video, which was, it was against, JDX, my legendary battle. Like, the best switch I've ever made in my entire life. And I don't remember how I did it.
It happens. It can happen, actually. No, I've gone.
Then that tells me it was probably your intuition.
I've gotten matches where I face people and I'm like, yo, like, good job. Like, they won. They beat me 2-1. And I'm like, you know, good job on that catch. And they're like, if I'm honest with you, that was just luck. Like, I just had a feeling. I didn't even count. Like, I just guessed. And I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, it backfires.
I'm like, God. It does backfire too. I think count, either way, like, if you're, you know, like Wildcat, or if you're counting, it can backfire either way. Like, I feel like, you just never know.
Yep. All right, next one. Shadow Prime 34. At this point, it's probably not a spoiler. It is for me. No, I knew that.
I was going to say, at this point, it's already been on streaming for free, so tough.
Is it?
If you haven't watched this.
No, I can't.
I haven't watched it.
I can't watch it. I can't watch it because my wife hasn't seen the first two. And I have to wait.
That sounds like a personal problem.
So we have to watch the first two. Because she wants to see Doctor Strange, and I told her she can't see Doctor Strange until she sees Spider-Man. And you can't see the third Spider-Man if you haven't seen the first two Spider-Man.
You can, actually.
So, yeah. No.
I haven't seen it, so.
Spider-Man is my favorite, so I love watching them. Okay, so probably not a spoiler, but if it is and you don't want it to be spoiled, you could stop listening, fast forward a little. But which Pokemon would you give each of the three Peter Parkers from No Way Home? You can't say any spider Pokemon because that's too easy. So have you seen, Dino, have you seen No Way Home?
No.
Okay. Have you seen all the Spider-Man movies?
I haven't seen,
like, the, did you see the one with Tobey
Maguire? Yes, I've seen that one, 100%.
And then Andrew Garfield. Okay, so Andrew Garfield's the middle one, and then Tom Holland.
I've only watched, one of his, or maybe two.
So those are your three Pokemon, or your three Peter Parkers. They're all in the movie.
Okay, so Andrew Garfield has to get something rage-ish. The whole line, I don't hold anything back.
That's Matthew's twin, right?
So maybe something like a...
Wow. I'm telling you, yeah. I've said this so many times.
They're brothers.
Yeah. So maybe something like a Obstagoon, maybe? Or no, that's actually famous for blocking. Primeape. Andrew Garfield gets Primeape. And if you see No Way Home, you'll understand that why. Tobey Maguire, more of a family man now, made his love life work. That's actually hard. I think Tom Holland, is he getting Pikachu, just the kiddish kind of guy? What do you got for Tom Holland? Go ahead, Astrid. What do you got for Tom Holland?
do you want me to go through list? So I definitely would have Tobey Maguire as maybe like only, and I'm not saying it because of his size or anything, but just because everyone in the world who's been on the set of these movies says he's the biggest asshole in the world. And he just has random rage fits. So I would go with like a Machamp or a Machoke or something like that, because they look like just someone who would burst out in anger for no apparent reason. Andrew Garfield is Yamask, because he was the whiniest Spider-Man I've ever seen in my entire life. He's just so sad. And Tom Holland would be Charizard, because he's the best.
Okay, wow. I got Toby. I'm only picking
that because he's my favorite out of them all.
Mr. Rhyme. Because of that terrible dancing scene in Spider-Man 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he has to be Mr. Rhyme because of that one moment.
Oh, my God,
He's also my least favorite. Even though Spider-Man 2 was an amazing movie.
I feel like Andrew Garfield is like the least favorite for me.
Andrew Garfield's the least favorite.
Andrew Garfield was a product of his movies.
But that
I feel like he would have been, he looked more like Peter Parker than a 30-year-old Tobey Maguire trying to play a high school
student. That's what they did in 2000s. That was how they
handled. He was almost 30 years old. He was what, 25, trying to play
in 2000. That's how they did all the actors. All the actors played way below their age.
So I learned this from, I'm going to give the credit to them, the Weekly Planet. The teacher in Spider-Man, one of the teachers, I think it's in Spider-Man, the first one or the second one, that he's whatever, is only 2 years older than Tobey Maguire in real life. So he's playing the teacher, and he's only 2 years older than what we're supposed to be a teenage Spider-Man.
The quote-unquote younger brother in Miley Cyrus in the Hannah Montana, that was the thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his late 20s when he was playing a, like, 13, 14-year-old kid.
But that's Tom Holland. Like, Tom Holland looks like he's 17 years old, and he's, like, what, 22, yeah. I think? 21, 22? No, 25, yeah, I think.
But, right? Okay, let's move on, because we're running long here, and I don't want to yell at Astro.
this one's from Graves. Do you guys collect anything non-Pokemon related? Dino?
No, I was just saying, like, I don't think I just, like, all Pokemon related. I actually do have some Dragon Ball Z stuff, like action figures that I collect on the side.
Okay. I've got some Marvel, some Star Wars, some sports memorabilia.
That's just looking like collectibles.
I used to collect a lot of things like pops and stuff like that, like the Funko Pops. I have a compulsive buying disorder and I am a completionist, so I have completely moved myself. Ooh, that's a nice one. I removed myself from anything that is collection.
Smart.
Because it'll be bad news. I'll be broke. We won't have a show because I won't be able to pay for anything.
Let's be honest. When I get my new backdrop that my father-in-law built me, when I get rid of this wonderful screen behind me, there'll be a lot of stuff behind me like you see with Dino.
Nice. And then next, his other part. After hearing Astro refer to Lombre as a stoner, got me wondering, what other stoner Pokemon are there? I always looked at Slakoth and Slaking as a couple of Pokemon that look high as fuck all the time, and was curious to hear what y'all would come up with. I am exempt from this one because I started this question. Because Lombre is the ultimate one.
Yeah.
Dude's got the red eyes and everything.
I mean, I guess Magmar has his eyes kind of like semi-closed. But I don't know if it's just because like he's puffy. I don't know. That's the one that comes up in mind. Do you have anything, Wildcat?
I mean, there's a giant glaring one that's always in the way of you
trying to travel around. I don't know if I would call him that. Why do you think that? Just be...
Are you serious?
No.
He sleeps.
Munchlax is the stoner.
He wakes up, he eats.
Munchlax is the stoner because he's always hungry.
Munchlax.
Yeah. They're both. Munchlax. Because he wakes up, he eats, and then he goes back to sleep.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Next one from Reyes. For recent Safari Zone, Corphish would have a community day level spawn rate for 2 minutes at the top of every hour, and then normal spawn events would return. Is this something you would like to see for future events? Corphish has the new shiny for the event. So it could be any Pokemon or is it
any
just
Pokemon.
Corphish?
So whatever the featured event Pokemon is, have a blast spawn rate for a few minutes. I think it is awesome for any in-person event. I think for a normal, you know, water festival, no.
You would need more than a couple minutes. Yeah, you would need... But yeah, for an in-person event, that's fun.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
Yeah, it's like a mad dash. You agree, Dino?
I do. Yes.
And last one from Artemis Dragon. If these famous characters were Pokemon, what typing would you give them? Sonic, Knuckles, Yoshi, Kirby, King Boo, Toad, Bowser, Donkey Kong, Pac-Man. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. There's 9 there. Am I right?
Sonic, Knuckles are both fighting. Maybe you give Knuckles flying as well.
I was going to say flying for Knuckles for sure, because he does fly.
Yeah. Sonic is
pure fighting.
Pure fighting.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, mate, no. Fighting electric.
Ooh, yeah. I can get behind that.
Yep.
Do we fighting, have an electric fighter?
Yeah. I don't think we have
an electric fighter. Now we do. Sonic.
Sonic is it.
Introduced.
Yoshi. grass.
Just grass?
Yeah.
Grass rock?
He looks
grass, grass rock? Rock because it would be a fossil, yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah. He reminds me of Meganium.
Really? Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Kirby. Normal flying. Fairy.
Normal flying?
Oh, I would say fairy. It's Jigglypuff.
Flying fairy?
But Kirby is known for flying. He inhales the air and he floats around and flies.
Jigglypuff flies?
No. I mean,
how do you think he gets to the island? How do you, he gets from Kanto to Alola? He floated.
I mean, I can get by that because of Super Smash. He's always up there.
But am I wrong? And at the end of that episode, the little koala bear that sleeps hits him and knocks him, and he goes, floats away.
Floating is different than flying. Next, you're going to say Buzz Lightyear can fly because he can fall with style.
Fairy flying. Fairy, okay, flying.
I can get a little bit behind you there.
Okay. Ghost. King Boo. Just ghost. Ghost.
Poison. Toad.
Yeah.
Poison.
Poison ground. Grass.
Poison ground. Something of that nature.
No, poison normal.
Okay.
Because, yeah,
he's plain.
He's very plain. Bowser, dragon, fire.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong's fighting.
Yeah. But I feel like they would fighting. They would give him a normal
normal
type
fighting.
Thing. Normal fighting.
Yeah, like they would, or just a normal, like how Vigoroth is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, normal fighting. I like fighting.
That makes sense. Pac-Man?
And normal. Pac-Man.
Just normal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's really though, nothing. Pac-Man eats ghost. Could it be dark?
That's an evil Pac-Man.
It eats ghost. I mean, that's literally, it eats ghost.
It, well, normal is resistant to ghosts.
Yeah, normal does is immune to ghosts, so and that could work too. But no, if Pac-Man is touched by a normal ghost or a typical ghost, it dies. So it couldn't be normal if it's fully resisting. So I would think you'd have to go dark.
Dark.
Wow, I put way too much thought into that answer.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
All right, that's it.
That's a show.
Those are all the questions. Good show. All right, so before we wrap up, big thank you to all of our Patreon supporters. If you want to support the show, you can for as little as $1 a month, which will get you access to our Patreon-only Discord. Link will be in the show notes. Special thank you to our new Twitch and Patreon supporters, Winston the Champ, SwagNation52, and Blob. Our Coach's Corner supporters, Clifford Mert, Friend 673, Eastwood, Mama Climbs, Moshpit 37, Uncle Beastead 50, E110, Hasuian Ryan, and Graves, our Patreon producers, Thanks Obama, Kittens and High Five, King Tom, our Discord admins, Reyes 683, Siegel, Fish on a Heater, and Lyles Jeff 3, our executive producer, Matthew Breaker. You can follow us. We're doing content on Twitch. You can go check that out. Matthew is doing an amazing job on the YouTube channel, so go check those out. Subscribe, like, you know, all those fun things that all the people say, whatever it is. You can follow us on Twitter at btwpvppodcast. You can email us at info@btwpvp.com. Or you could go to our website at www.btwpvp.com and it'll have everything there, including links to our merch store, which will still be in the show notes, Patreon, links to our friends over at Palatown PvP. If Patreon isn't a thing or anything like that, if you just want to just give us like a review or a like or something, whatever, that is really like a huge help, and we would really support, appreciate that. I think that's it. Yeah. Thank you all for listening to the BTW Beginner to Winner PvP podcast. I'm AstroZombie954.
I am Dino.
I am WildcatDad17. And until next time, good luck and get good. We'll be right back.
I thought we were going to be, I really thought we were going to be under 3 hours because we went into, we finished GBL like an hour and a half.
I think we will be once you cut out the silence and stuff.
Yeah, we had a lot of silence. Okay. That's, yeah,
we, are we that's doing us. A clap again for, okay.
Just let it go. Because I just cut, I will cut us off where I think it sounds funny or something.
Anyone else realize Matthew's still here?
Yeah. We're not running quite as late tonight.
I mean, he usually leaves before 12. That's why I was like,
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.